Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you gotta deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Liberty doodah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
First of all, the Me Too movement is a large generic title. It makes me a little uncomfortable. I've spent most of my adult life fighting sexual assault. I am the only candidate in this race that's ever looked a jury in the eye and asked them to put a rapist or a stylist or a child abuser in prison for many years. I'm the only candidate in this race that's ever held a hand in a victim.
Good night. It was like listening to Charlie Brown's, teacher. Who's that? What's that?
Claire McCaskill.
I could tell it was Claire McCaskill, but it sounded goodness. I'm curious. What did she? I'm curious where she's going to come down on this Kavanaugh stuff. By the way, hello, it's Friday. Is it Friday though? I don't know. Like it's supposed to be Friday. Yeah, that's how I interpreted your woo. Anyway, happy Friday to you. So, I'm Dana Lash, clearly, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook, your raven-winged progressive hate magnet. We got a lot to get into. By the way, were I an industrial metal band, probably would something be like my band name. I mean, it would be a long band name, but then we could have cool acronyms and have fun with merch. You know what I mean? So, where to start today? Because there is so... The first thing I think that I find to be the most ridiculous is this situation, which started kind of unfolding yesterday when we were all on air together last. And it started kind of unfolding at that particular point. Where it had to do with, what was the second or third hour, I think. It was Brett Kavanaugh. Was it in the third hour yesterday? That's when it started. So just, and I'm telling, the reason I'm like trying to pinpoint that is so you can see how long it takes for a narrative to build. You know what I'm saying? So you can see exactly, you know, how long it takes for a narrative to fully build and for people to start, putting together these talking points, right? So it had to do with Brett Kavanaugh and yesterday with Dianne Feinstein. So if you will remember, when the last we were all together, I had told you Senator Dianne Feinstein had referred something to the FBI. It was some weird letter, and she was being really cagey as to what it was about. She had said that she was going to turn over to authorities a letter that had some kind of incriminating information that had to do with Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh and some woman from when they were both in high school some 30-odd years ago. And then, of course, I shared with you the, and I just set it up because it gets crazier from here. So you need to know this backstory. Then think progress, fresh from squealing like being like a stuck pig after they were told by Facebook that their article was made of lies, their article about Kavanaugh and Roe v. Wade. So Ian Millhiser, the dude who was the wrote the said article that was slammed by Facebook's fact checkers, he decided to write an article about this, even though we knew nothing. Still don't really know anything. Knew nothing. It was a letter, and they were being purposefully cagey about it because Feinstein, number one, is in a running for re-election in California, and Democrats won't support her in California. They actually supported her socialist challenger. So she needed to do something. So, and we'll, I'm going to come back to that in a moment, but right now let's stay on this one. So, the Ian Millhiser of Think Progress, I mean, he legit wrote, quote, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh may have committed a very serious crime, possibly even a sex crime. Or maybe he didn't. Literally, that was the first graph. I'm not even anywhere close to making this up. So I'm like, well, hell. I mean, Ian Millhiser beats his wife. Or does he not? I mean, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, is this where we're going? Do you see how stupid this gets? So anyway, now more information has come out. So she referred this to the FBI. And the FBI is like, girl, please. I mean, they didn't say it like that. I'm sure that there was, you know, something officially sounding involved. But for all intents and purposes, for the sake of the show, it was girl, please. The FBI said they're not going to investigate Brett Kavanaugh despite this last-minute Me Too accusation that goes all the way back to high school. So this is what apparently the story was. The story had to do with some sort of mysterious letter saying that Kavanaugh did something in high school when he was a high school student, but Feinstein wouldn't show it to anyone else. And they thought that it was a letter about the woman who was in, you know, who was involved in it, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And Senator Feinstein said she had it over the summer, but she decided to sit on it, you know, because nothing says I care about women more than believing that you have evidence of a sexual assault and not doing anything to help the victim until it helps you. And believe me, Feinstein has lost support of Democrats in California. She's doing this because it was helping her. So the story was, and I have so much information, so bear with me here for just a little winky dink of a moment. A source said it described an incident involving Kavanaugh and a woman when both were 17 years old and at a party. Kavanaugh and a male friend locked her in a room against her will, making her feel threatened, but she was able to leave the room. Okay. So, okay. All right. All right, so that's it. We got that information. Okay, so that's, and the FBI's like, yeah, we're not investigating this for a whole host of reasons, but no. Yeah, that was the thing. That was a letter. So, that's what they ran with. One of the absolute dirtiest tricks. And this was a setup, by the way. I think they were trying to do a setup. And I'm going to see, just give me 1 minute. I'm going to see, can you just play this audio for me real quick? This is real quick. I don't know how long it is. I just have it. Can you just play just, oh, it's 31 minutes. It well, is. Never mind. Okay.
Well, what part do you want?
I don't know. So I can read you. You can play some of it, and then let me tell you what the quote is.
Advocates from 63 women lawyers and supporters of Whole Women's Health, from Secular Coalition for America, and from
Asia Pacific America. Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. She's a Democrat. And the weird thing, and some people noticed this on the Webernets, they were like, "This is kind of weird." She's asking him the same question over and over again. She asked him, quote, since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature? So that's what she asked him. Since becoming an adult. Okay. So then, not to be out, you know, making sure all her bases were covered. Then She asked him on a separate time, have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct? Now, remember, this was done just, what, a couple weeks ago? 1 week, 2 weeks ago? Feinstein had this letter since summer. So they were sitting on it and thinking that they had the ace in the hole. You know what I mean? And then we find out about this letter. She withheld that document from the Senate Judiciary Committee, even from her fellow Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. They had no idea whether or not it was verifiable. They had no idea whether or not people were, it was true or false. There was no vetting. They just saw narrative and optics. And so this is what they sat on and they decided to use. Now, according to The Intercept, let me pull this one up. She was withholding this document from fellow Democrats on the Judiciary Committee. The letter, it purportedly describes an incident that was relayed to someone affiliated with Stanford University. And they authored the letter and sent it to Representative Anna Ishu, a Democrat who represents the area. Now, different sources provided different accounts of the contents of the letter. Some of the sources said they themselves had heard different versions, but the one consistent theme was that it involved Kavanaugh at 17 years old and another 17-year-old, a woman, while they were in high school. And because they kept it completely hidden, it just everyone was able to try to fill in the blanks on their own and make it completely crazy. Intercept says the woman who is the subject of the letter is now being represented by Deborah Katz, a whistleblower attorney who works with Me Too survivors. Joseph Abood, an attorney at Katz's firm, said that the firm was declining to comment. So 33 years ago, when Kavanaugh was 17 years old, he may have been I don't even know. He denied it. He says, I categorically deny every single thing in this. This is crazy. 17 years old. If he shut the door on it, and then there was one account that said that he had held her down or something. The other account says that he just shut the door and she couldn't get out, but then was able to leave the room. Like they were playing a joke or something on her. I don't know. Nobody knows. That's the thing. Nobody knows. And the accuser is anonymous. And is still so. So the thing is, I think that they were trying to trap him. Because if he was 17 or if he was 18 at the time, and they said as a legal adult, and he said no, then they could say, well, you perjured yourself. This is what they're trying to do. So the FBI said, we're not investigating this. This is stupid. But this is so incredibly. The thing is, it's like we're going back to days of yore. Back to the Salem witch trials, when all you basically had to do was accuse someone of doing something, not really have evidence for it, but the fury of the mob was enough to convict. However angry the mob was, seemed to indicate how necessary it was to have a conviction. There was no due process. There was no recourse. And that seems to be what's happening in this particular instance, and really any instance as of late. That thing sat on her desk since July. Since July. But the Guardian said that these claims were wildly vague, that they were not verified, and they don't even really know who wrote it. It happened in 1982, and he was 17 years old. And then Ronan Farrow got involved of The New Yorker. So now he has a piece out calling the sexual misconduct allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And it goes back to the early 1980s, he writes, when Kavanaugh was a high school student at Georgetown Preparatory School, which was an all-boys school, by the way, and a woman attended a nearby school. She said during a party that he held her down and attempted to force himself on her. She says in the letter that Kavanaugh and a classmate of his both of who had been drinking, turned up the music in the room to conceal the sound of her protest, and Kavanaugh covered her mouth with his hand. She was able to free herself. Though the alleged incident took place decades ago and the three individuals involved were minors, the woman said that the memory was an ongoing source of distress and she sought psychological treatment as a result. Kavanaugh's classmate said, "I have no recollection of that." Kavanaugh said, quote, "I categorically and unequivocally deny this allegation. I did not do this back in high school or at any time." The FBI said the Bureau doesn't have a plan to launch a criminal investigation. And you have a very serious crime, but the accuser doesn't want to go public with no corroborating witnesses and there's no evidence. We're going to talk more about this when we come back here. For All Day Energy, if you would like to help not crash throughout the day, you need to check out Superbeats. Much hated by certain ideological entities in the United States because they help support conservative energy. It's all about dietary nitrates. They've harnessed the power of dietary nitrates in beets and created a superfood that helps your body create more nitric oxide on its own, which helps increase circulation and regulate healthy blood pressure. And it just takes one teaspoon of Super Beets and 4 ounces of water daily. It supports your cardiovascular health and your blood pressure levels. It gives you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. It's real healthy, natural energy. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com.
Imagine the panic that came over this dad. He was working late, and then he gets an alert on his smartphone that his motion-activated Blink camera detected something odd at home. He pops open the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Helping prevent situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it works with Alexa. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana. That's blinkprotect.com/Dana. Or visit amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at makerfairshasta.com or visit shastacounty.makerfair.com.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
It is now a beautiful time for Quick Five on Friday. Let's kick it.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
An elementary school principal fights for her job after she called Colin Kaepernick a, quote, anti-American thug in a Facebook rant about the Nike campaign. Principal Ronnie Burns Ellis is under fire for a racist Facebook post calling the former NFL star an anti-American thug. It's racist, apparently, because she's white, and that's apparently it. You know what? Why don't we just, like, is it enough to fire her? Why don't you guys just ruin her life? Maybe find her kids and get her kids expelled from school, and maybe get her evicted from her home. Just ruin her ever-loving life, right? Is that going to make you feel better about yourself and your insignificant existence on this space rock that's hurtling towards hell in a handbasket? Moving on. One 18-year-old was killed and several injured after 70 homes exploded in flames in three Boston suburbs in an unexplained gas main meltdown. Thousands are evacuated from their homes. It's chimney Christmas. I saw this pop up last night. The fire chief in Andover said it looked like Armageddon. There were just homes and damaged, decimated homes. He said so much smoke you couldn't see the sky. An 18-year-old died. He died after a chimney fell on him. Fell on his car after the house exploded. The chimney apparently shot up in the sky and then came down and fell on his car. It's insane. It's just awful. Oh my gosh. And it makes me wonder if it was going to blow like that, wouldn't you be able to smell it in the area? You would think so. Oh, actress Cynthia Nixon was demolished by Andrew Cuomo, who got double the vote she did in the Democrat primary for New York governor. And Ted Cruz's campaign buys ad spots during Rob O'Rourke's appearance on The Colbert Show. A lot more in store. Stay with us. I always head to the range with preloaded mags, but it's amazing how fast you can go through all those rounds. There's nothing more aggravating than having to stop and reload everything when you get into a good rhythm. You know, when you find your focus and your concentration and you're just really on top of acquiring your target and you want to get right back into it instead of having to stop and reload mags. The administrative work is what I call it. Take a look at your old speed loaders and be honest about it. They look lame compared to the ETS loader. This is literally the fastest loader in the world. And if you doubt me for even a second, you got to go to loadmagsfast.com and see the video for yourself. For $30, it's the best money you can spend on the range. And I'm telling you from personal experience, once you have this ETS loader, you're never going to load the same way again. Load a whole mag in less than 3 seconds. Go to loadmagsfast.com. That's loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana for free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Lance Beck here, President of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last 5 decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it,
home. It feels homey to me, only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
A true tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers, specializing in a complete Beatles concert production. Join us Friday, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Paperback Writer. The Beatles Experience, live in the Event Center. Hear the hits from the Ed Sullivan Show through the colorful Sgt. Pepper's years. And on the rooftops of Let It Be, performed with spot-on vocals, looks, and sounds. Paperback Writer is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beatles. Remarkably authentic. Amazing vocals, a must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Paperback Writer, The Beatles Experience, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, October 5th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better. Paperback Writer at the River.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
More big news from this trusted American brand.
We now go live in North State High School football with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to edition of high school football right here on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton along Joseph Van Dyke, and today's matchup features the home Foothill Cougars against the visiting Lassen Grizzlies. Foothill comes into this game 1-2, beating Carson in week two. They lost to West Valley in week one and lost to Eureka last week. So trying to come out with a victory here tonight on their home field. They've won their only game here in their home stadium. They're taking on Lassen 2-1 so far, as the Grizzlies on the return all the way back to the 37-yard line, and that's where the Grizzlies will take over. And it's important, Joseph, for early on in this game for the Cougars to try and get some penetration defensively.
We'll see what they can do with their first play from scrimmage coming up right now.
First and 10, here's a fake handoff. Now a option play, Matt Rudd on the run back, running back out to the left. As the ball looked like it came out just a little bit late for no gain in second and 10. Foothills home red jerseys, one of my favorites in the Reading area. The band is out for Foothill, and the stands are packed here in week four. Second and 10 again in the shotgun set. Here's a handoff out to the right. That is St. Andre. He gets maybe 2 yards. Out to the 40, and it's third and 8 coming up. Got to get to the 48. First time we've seen Foothill this season, Joseph, but last year we did watch Jaden Gordon put on a show multiple times, and I imagine that could be something similar again tonight for Foothill's offense. Third and 8. Chidock, the quarterback, rolls out to his left. Now throws to his left. It's complete across midfield, but it's incomplete.
The first pass of the game, and it was complete. It was a good throw out to the left sideline.
And a wide open receiver to make the catch. First and 10 from the 46. Again, that power set. A shotgun. Chinnick takes the snap, rolling out to his right. He's got room. He throws it. The pass is deflected and tipped, intended for Jacob Mennett, the tight end, who was unable to corral it after the tip from the defensive end. And second and 10 coming up. Well, it seems like Lassen's going to be a heavy run threat tonight. They have a couple guys who can do it well. They're looking to improve to 3-1 on the season. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's, one of the best night spots in Reading, and also a great place to watch football on Sundays. Here's a fade route out to the left. The pass is complete down the sideline, right at the 20. And I'm trying to see who the number is on that. It looks like it's number 21, Chandler Monahan. Again, a little fade route, and they just picked on the smaller cornerback from Foothill. And here in this first drive, Joseph Lassen moving the ball down the field with ease.
It's refreshing to see. We see some good offense from Lassen here. Senior quarterback, comfortable in the pocket.
Yep.
Two big throws so far in this drive.
Chittick again, this time under center. He's going to take the snap, hands it right up the middle to St. Andre, who gets forward about 8 or 9 yards. He's inside the 10. Second down and short coming up. Got to reach around the 8-yard line for that first down. But Lassen, so far the play calling, the execution has been very good in this first quarter. Second and out one. Here's a handoff again to St. Andre. I believe that's St. Andre. He goes up the middle. And I think they're going to get the first down. Actually, that was Robert Howard on the carry, number 24 for the Grizzlies. And it will be a first down. So first down and goal coming up. And just a few moments into this game, is less than 2.5 minutes gone by, and already Lassen is inside the 10-yard line. First and goal from about the 5. Shotgun set for Chittick. Takes the snap. It's a high snap. He's going to run it out to the left. Good blocking. Goes around the outside. Finds the edge. He's in. Touchdown. What a great first drive from Lassen. They put 6 points on the board in less than 3 minutes. Talk about a two-minute drill. They do it well on the ground. They do it through the air. And the Grizzlies are up 6-0. Extra point unit's going to come out here. The kicker will be, or the holder will be Brock Wolf. Here is the snap, the hold. The kick is up, and it is good by number 10, Anthony Wagner. And that will end the first drive of the game. Lassen with a 7-0 lead. When we come back, Litfoot will have the football here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us the week of 17 September for Kristen Schrader on Monday, Barry Tiffin on Tuesday, the Sheriff on Wednesday, our DA on Thursday, and Mike DeQuisto on Friday. A whole week of politics, law and order, and rebuilding our city. All of this, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The Foothill Cougars return it all the way to the 36-yard line. That is where they will begin play. The Cougars last week against Eureka gave up 62 points, and the defense obviously really struggled. And in that first drive, seemed like a little bit more of the same, as Foothill will take over at their own 36-yard line here on their home field after being on the road last week. And all eyes are on the quarterback, Jaden Gordon, number 10, who is in the shotgun set here. He is the guy with a 4 wide receiver set. Takes the snap, a fake give up the middle. He tries to rush forward for a few yards, and he's tackled by his ankles for no gain, maybe a half yard forward, and second down and 10 coming up. So the fake handoff looked like a read option to hand to the back. Kate kept it himself. Again in the shotgun, two receivers in each direction with a running back right to his left hip in the squad. He takes the snap, dropping back, and the play is going to be blown dead. And we're going to have a false start. As they have the white hat mic'd up tonight, but a little bit too loud as it had a problem with the speaker system. But it is, in fact, the false start. So it'll be second and 15. Foothill goes to this widespread offense. Lassen showing blitz on the 4-3. Gordon looks to the sideline now, looking out to his receiver, saying something to his back. Takes the snap, dropping back to pass. Looking now, he's going to try to rush up the middle. He has maybe some room, but no, he's stuffed up by the linebackers for maybe a gain of 2 yards. And it's about third and 13 coming up.
Gordon looked like he wanted to throw out to his left on that play.
Yeah.
Good coverage from Lassen. He really had nowhere to go.
And they were in man coverage defensively and brought a little bit of a blitz. And Gordon originally thought he was going to have some room directly in front of him, but unable to find. So long third down, third and 14, got to get to the 41. Takes a snap. Three-step drop, throws out to his left. It is complete to Ostergren. Now he spins out to the 34. He's tackled there for a gain of about 6. And fourth down and 7 coming up. So I imagine the punting unit's going to come out. And that false start penalty really hurt the Cougars on that drive.
Yeah, really stopped any momentum, and they were unable to move the chains on the first drive.
And we've seen that happen in the first 3 weeks of calling high school football here, sometimes you have some forward momentum, and then a quick penalty can force you to have to punt, as that's what the Cougars are going to have to do here. As the snap is now, it was going to be fumbled, but instead it's going to be blown dead on another flag. It'll be false start once again on Foothill. So we'll go backwards further to around the, from the 39, or the 34 to the 29. So fourth and 12. Couple of Lassen Grizzlies back at the round, in at their own 40. Fourth and 13. Here's the punt. Bounces at the 44, pops straight up. It's now going to be taken in by Foothill. So a punt of about 37, and the Grizzlies will take over. We'll take a break. 6:43 to go in the first quarter. 7-0. The Lassen Grizzlies with their lead over the Foothill Cougars here on KCNR 1460.
The sub above difference is the silver lining. Order Jersey Mike's for your game day party, and rest assured that even if your team doesn't win, your mouth does. Victory is all yours. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is the shortcut. Just order online, avoid the line, and grab a sub with your name on it. Congrats! You're now the envy of the entire line. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460. 6:15 to go, an incomplete pass for Lassen, and then a false start penalty, and it's second and 15 from the 39. And now the defense almost jumped, or I thought they did, no penalty on the trying to get him to jump off sides. Here's the snap. Dropping back to pass is now it's picked off on the right sideline. Foothill's got room to run. It's taken down inside the 35. What a great defensive play on the overthrow from Hayden Chittuck. And was intercepted, and now Foothill brings it back. It's been a holding penalty that's going to be declined. So Foothill's going to catch a break here. And now they will have the ball in positive territory with 35 yards to go before trying to tie this game.
Unable to get a first down on their first drive. Let's see what they do here with this great field positioning.
And this is a good spot. First and 10 from the 35. Three receivers left. Just a lone receiver out to the right. Here's a handoff up the middle. Ooh, and almost had room to run, but was tripped up by his ankles. There's number 33, Hunter Woodward, the 5'11 senior. Pushes forward for about 9.5, and it's second and short coming up.
Woodward's forward for about 9 yards. Second down and 1.
So it's second and 1. Again, the shotgun from Gordon. Takes the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Woodward. And forward for no gain, so third and 1. On those handoffs, what Gordon is doing is he's basically pushing the ball into Woodward's chest and then waiting to make a decision whether he's going to keep it or hand it off on the read. So now it's third and 1. Again, a big play here for Foothill, although I imagine if they don't convert, they would probably go for it anyway. Here comes the blitz. Again, they hand off to Woodward. He's got room to run in front of him. Gets the first down inside the 20 to the 17. And now they're inside the red zone for the first time tonight. And a couple of nice runs up the middle for Woodward here, Joseph.
And Foothill's made it clear that they're going to go to him in there. Offensive line's doing a great job holding off the defense.
They're getting great push.
Making a hole for him.
First and 10 again. Shotgun set. This time Gordon drops back to throw. Looking over the middle, he looks like he's going to rush out to the left. Still looking for room. Now he's going to rush it himself and is going to be taken down for maybe a one-yard gain and knocked out of bounds at the 16. So second, and let's see, it's actually going to be marked at the 17. Second and 10 coming up. Great coverage down the field that time from Lassen. And in the shortened field, Gordon was not tempted to throw into tough coverage.
He had a receiver with a step on his man to his right, but he didn't like it, rolled out to his left, and was just hesitant to throw the ball.
Second and 10 from the 17-yard line. Gordon takes the snap, drops back to throw. He looks. He's going to throw to the end zone. It is intercepted at the 5, and now it's taken back in the other direction all the way to the 18-yard line. That's Chandler Monahan who picks Gordon, and it was kind of a tough play there, Joseph, because there was one receiver. He either underthrew him or he overthrew his receiver because there was one short and one long, but in between both those receivers was Monahan who was there for the pick.
Three receivers out right on that set, and you could tell from the start he knew he was going to throw it over there, and the coverage saw it coming.
So a couple of picks back and forth, under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Lassen with a 7-0 lead, and the offense just jumped. So we'll have a false start. That's the third false start already of this early game. And so that's going to make things difficult for Lassen as they're going to be pushed inside their own 15 at the 12. And first and 15 coming up. Here is the snap, and they're going to run it out to the right. And it's going to get to the 16-yard line for forward for about 4 yards. I'm trying to see who that was on the carry.
Looked like St. Andre on the carry.
Big number 40. He's got wide shoulders. He's got the ability to take a hit. And it's second and about 9.5 after a 5-yard gain. Makes things a little bit more manageable on second down. Still inside their own 20. Dropping back to pass. Chittick throws out to his left. It's DeAndre. He makes the catch, and he's taken out or not. He stays in bounds, and now he's out right on the sideline. All the way to the 50, gets to the opposite side, 40, and he's taken out of bounds. Had a block right near the sideline and had the ability to keep his feet off the white sidelines to stay in bounds. It's a huge game, plus 43 yards to the opposing 41-yard line, and a big pitch and catch right there for the Lassen Grizzlies.
It looked like he was for sure going to go out of bounds at about the 35,
yeah.
But like you said, able to stay inside the white lines and get a big gain for his team.
First and 10. Here is a handoff out to the right. That is Howard again. He pushes forward to the 45 where he's tackled right near the right hash. And it's second down and about 4 coming up. Seems like Lassen is getting some sort of positive movement on every play. So far, Chittick is 3-for-4. The only pass he hasn't completed, it was intercepted. So Lassen's offense so far has been successful. Foothills defense trying to get their crowd into the game here early. First quarter, the snap is muffed, and let's see. And I think it was jumped on by Lassen, but it's going to go backwards for about 3 yards as Chittick was unable to take in the snap. So now it moves backwards about 3rd and 7. Got to get to the 31 to move the chains. Although, again, kind of in this no-man's land, too close to punt, too far to kick it. So might be going for it if it does become 4th down. Chittick takes a snap. Double play action fake. Looks out, throw to his left. It's picked off again. Oh, what a play defensively. And now down the sideline. Lots of room to run inside the 30. And he's taken out of bounds. What a huge play by Brandon Merriman, the defensive back, reading the slant route, making the interception, the second pick of the night for Foothill. And we are quickly hitting the back in the other direction. First down, Foothill at the 33. Wow. So 3 consecutive interceptions on 3 consecutive drives. 2 from Lassen and 1 from Foothill. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's, our good friend Kenny Breedlove, the owner. Come watch the Niners play this Sunday. Here's a handoff up the middle. And now Woodward's going to go out to his left. He's tackled down for about a 1-yard loss. And second and 11 coming up. one of the best places to watch football on Sundays is Seamus O'Leary's. Bottomless mimosas. Lots of beers on tap. That's what I tried last Sunday with bottomless mimosas. Just had to get through that Niners loss. Second 11, but check out there Sunday. Great place to watch all the games on television. Here's a handoff to Gordon's actually going to keep it with a great read. He's going to roll out to the left. Now inside the 20. Got one man to beat. Scoops up to the middle, and he's going to stay on his feet. And he's just short, I believe. And he was just tripped up at the one-yard line. It looked like he was inches away from 6 points. But it's first and goal.
And Gordon waited a long time to pull that ball.
Yeah, he did.
Hunter Woodward was pretty much gone with it before right. he decided to pull right. it out and take it on his own. And
you do risk fumbles, in my opinion, and now looks like Foothill's going to try to get a play call here as Gordon's going to come back out first and goal from the one, trying to tie this game with less than a minute to go in the first quarter. What has been a pretty eventful first quarter. Three interceptions, a lot of movement. Arguably the most exciting quarter of football we've had here in the first 4 weeks of calling high school football. Jaden Gordon is under center. He's got a fullback to his left, a halfback to his right. Sends his fullback in motion. Now here is the handoff to Woodward, and Woodward is tackled down. Now the ball is out, and Gordon now retrieves it and goes all the way to the 15-yard line. And I would have to imagine there that Woodward was down before that ball came out. Maybe not. However, they're spotting the ball at the 15. So a costly air there is now Woodward's kind of limp into the sideline.
Woodward was hit hard.
Yeah,
at the
he
line
was.
Of scrimmage.
Got the snap, or got the handoff, and almost immediately ran into a couple of white jerseys as they took him to the ground hard. And now looks like that's going to end the first quarter. Foothill with a trailing 7-0 as we head into the second quarter. Lassen Grizzlies so far have looked pretty good offensively. And we'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
So we're going to flip sides, and the Foothill Cougars are taking over again. It's second and goal from the 15-yard line after the 10-yard loss on the fumble that Gordon ended up picking up and then being taken down, just trying to keep it alive. He'll take this snap in the shotgun as Lassen is showing blitz, taking the snap, looking to his right. He's going to throw to the end zone. This is complete, but I think it's just short of the end zone. Now they're trying to push him in, and the play is blown dead right at the goal line. I mean, inches short. And it's the second time Foothill has been knocking on the door, but have been stood up right at that goal line.
And the senior wide receiver Jacobson caught that ball literally with his heels on the goal line, and the defense there to prevent him from crossing the plane.
So now it is third and goal from about the half-yard line. Let's see what Foothill draws up here defensively. Trying to tie this game here early in the second quarter. Gordon again in the shotgun. A receiver out in each way. A couple of tight ends. Takes the snap. Turns and tries to keep it. And now he's swarmed by the Grizzlies. He's taken down in the backfield for about a 7-yard loss. Maybe a 4-yard loss. Excuse me. Down at the 5. And now it's fourth down coming up. A play-action fake, and the Grizzlies were all over the snap count that time, Joseph, and they got to the backfield in a hurry.
Again, we see Foothill fake the handoff to Woodward, and Gordon pull it out late.
Now Foothill's going to try and kick the field goal for 3 points. Merriman with the hold, and this kick is good. Trying to see who the man kicking it is. It is Jared Martin, the 5'7 senior, puts it in through the uprights. It's 7-3 Foothill trailing, 10:31 to go, second quarter. You're listening to high school football right here on KCNR 1460.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you five country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Baron Rachels, David Lennox, Carly Pierce,
I remember every little thing.
Frankie Bauer,
like sunshine,
and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the bands go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
A big hit on the return from Foothill, and Lassen will take over at the 24-yard line, I believe. That was Nick Valdez on the return, the 5'5 junior from Lassen. And the Grizzlies will take over, and Joseph, despite the two interceptions, Lassen's offense has been looking pretty good.
They have. Foothill has a no answer so far for the run game.
Yep.
And then, despite the two interceptions, we saw two big completions
yep.
from the senior quarterback. So we'll see what they have for us here.
Chittick calling the play. Now quickly coming to the line. Two backs behind him. Takes the snap. Turns and hands it to, I believe that's St. Andre again. And he gets forward to the 30 for about a 6-yard gain and 2nd and 5 coming up. A lot of hard-nosed running from St. Andre, and again, he moves forward for 5 yards. Cougars fans starting to chant here on the sideline. The student section is definitely hyped up. The snap, here's a handoff out to the outside to Robert Howard, who is tackled right at the line of scrimmage, and now we have a late flag. And the flag is going to be on Lassen. And I think it was just a 10-yard penalty. It must have been a hold. Yeah, it was a hold. So 2nd and about 14, back just outside the 20 at the 21. Chittick, shotgun set, where he's been only a few times tonight. Now they go to press coverage on the outside. It's a fake screen pass. Chittick realizes it's not open. He's got to make a move. Spins around a couple defenders. Now moves out to the right. He's got a few yards ahead to run. And gets it over forward for about 7 yards. So Foothill on that play defensively read that Chittick was trying to go to a screen pass, go to the press coverage, and then as soon as the ball was snapped, Chittick looked to his left, realized that was not going to be open, and had to make move on the ground, and he did a pretty nice job. Moves forward for about 9 yards or so. It's 3rd and 6 coming up. Got to get to the 34. Again in the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to his right. Chittick takes the snap. Throws to his left on a slant pattern. It is complete and a first down to the 40. A quick little one-step drop to Chandler Monahan on the catch. His 2nd catch of the night. And a 6-foot senior able to bring it in and move the chains for the Grizzlies. 8:30 to go, 2nd quarter. Grizzlies lead 7-3. They scored on the very first drive of the game and then have thrown a couple of interceptions. But have yet to punt. 1st and 10 from the 40. Chittick fakes to his right. Now he's going to run it out to his right. He's got lots of room to run him. He's got blocking in front of him. He's going to stay in bounds and then runs out of bounds at the 41. And a late hit on a block sent Brandon Merriman flying backwards, but a great blocking on the outside that time for the quarterback, and it moves him into enemy territory. To the 39. So first and 10 is where Lassen takes over. And again, back-to-back first downs. Won about a 10-yard game. This one just over 20. Staying in the same formation. First and 10. Chittick takes the snap. This time another flare route. Out to St. Andre. It's just overthrown, incomplete. But my, oh my, that was a gorgeous thrown ball.
Despite two interceptions, he's still confident throwing that ball.
You got to love it, though. I like that. Chittick on a three-step drop, saw the single coverage, threw a little fade pattern out to Tucker St. Andre, who's just 5'10", and it was just out of his reach. And St. Andre, a little bit known more for running in between the tackles at 5'10", 195, but also can turn it into second and third gear pretty quickly. Second and 10 from the 40. Chittick sends a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to his fullback, now running out to his left. Dives forward, and now the ball comes out, and it's picked up by Lassen, and it's going to be a first down. Wow. Matt Rudd, the running back at 6'1", 175, lost it as he was going to the ground. It was pushed forward and then picked up by Lassen. It'll be a first down. So that time, the Grizzlies benefit from their mistake.
He was tackled short of the first down and fumbled it for a couple extra yards, and Grizzlies able to fall on it and get the first down.
If you're short of that first down marker, as you're going down, just toss it forward, and you never know what's going to happen. First and 10 from 26. Shotgun set. They send a man in motion. Chittick's going to keep it himself, now running out to his right. Nowhere to go. He's swallowed up by red jerseys and taken down in the backfield for a sack. Couple of Foothill defensive linemen were there. One of them was Justin Perry, the 6'2 senior, number 51, Justice Perry.
Chittick has some good foot speed. We've seen him break out and get free and get some yards for his team, but Foothill right there, able to stop him from getting another big gain on his feet.
Second and 12. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Seamus O'Leary. Is the best place in Reading to watch football every Sunday. Second and 11. Chittick again throws out to the left. This is complete, and going to the ground while making the catch is number 21, Chandler Monahan. And it's going to be just short of the first down marker for about 8 yards. It'll be third and 3 coming up inside the red zone at the 19. 7-3 still our score. Grizzlies trying to add on to that 4-point lead here in the second quarter. With 6:40 remaining. Chittick split backs behind him under the center. Takes the snap, now hands it off. And now St. Andre's got room to run. And he's going to take this one all the way to the house. Touchdown. It was a blitz from the outside from Foothill. A quick snap. St. Andre blew through a couple of hand tackles. And he is in for the 19-yard rushing touchdown. And it's 13-3. A couple of very nice blocks from the left tackle and center, able to open up that hole for the running game. And St. Andre continues to have a nice first half with a touchdown. Here's the extra point unit. The kick is up and good by Anthony Wagner, and it's 14-3. The Grizzlies with the lead. We'll take a break. Foothill will be receiving when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
This kick is taken in that for Foothill, and now has got room to run down the left side at the 30 to the 37.
Number 9, Dalton Orchard, with a little bit of room to run, and we'll have a late flag on the play.
It's going to be a dead ball foul. Let's see.
Dead ball. Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Number 4, White. Late hit.
So a late hit on the dead ball foul, and that'll push 15 yards to the end of Foothill's return. So from the 37, you add 15. That's going to get to the, 48 on the other side. That's my math. Oh, look at that, right at the 48. First and 10. Football math is not easy math.
Yeah, I could see the struggle on your face, but it was quick.
It was right. Gordon in the shotgun, three receivers right. He takes the snap, now is going to keep it. It's got room to run down the left sideline, and he's got speed. Has the first down across the 35 to the 34, and he's taken down there. And an explosive 16 yards for the Foothill quarterback. We talked about it pregame, Joseph. He's a dual-threat quarterback, and that time we know he can throw it, but he's also able to move it on the ground, and he did that there.
And that was just a great play call. Able to get around the left side. Had a couple solid blocks, but a lot of foot speed. Able to get that first down for the Cougars.
First and 10 at the 34. Going with the same formation. Trips punch to the right, a sole receiver left, and a running back. Gordon drops back the pass, throws over the middle. It is complete to his wide receiver. That is Chris Jacobson, who's got a first down, and he's inside the red zone. And it's first and 10 again. So a nice throw that time from Gordon. Put it right at the number of Jacobson, able to bring it in. 5:30 to go in the second quarter. It seems like this first half is breezing by. 14-3 our score. The Lassen Grizzlies with the lead here on the road in Palisadro. Two receivers each direction for Gordon on first down inside the red zone. Takes the snap, looking left, throwing to the end zone. Just overthrew his man. He was intended for Dustin Niles, who had a man beat, but it was just out of his reach. And it's second and 10. But right there, the Cougars not afraid to take a shot to the end zone.
And they sent one receiver on the left side shallow, kind of confused the coverage a little bit, and sent Dustin Niles to the end zone for a little fade, a little overthrown. Would have been a great play call if it was complete.
Second and 10 at the 19. Gordon takes a snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. That is to his running back forward for about 2 yards. Hunter Woodward again on the carry. And he gets forward about 3, like I said. I think that's about right. Just outside the 15 of the 16. So 3rd and 7 coming up. Got to get to the 9 to convert here. Foothill does not want to settle for another field goal. They've gotten to the plane of the goal line twice, but have been shut down. Gordon drops back the snap or the throw on 3rd down. He overthrows Jacobson in the end zone on the slant pattern, incomplete, and it's 4th down. Gordon, and in this last 2 passes, he's shown off his arm strength, overthrowing a couple of kind of open receivers. And I would say in this situation, he's had to throw a couple guys open.
And with 4th and 7, we see the offense looking to the sideline, and it appears like they're going to go for it.
They are.
Foothill aggressive to get some points on the board, not willing to settle for a field goal.
Here comes the blitz. Gordon dropping back, throwing to the right. Jacobson makes the catch, and I think he's just short as he was pushed backward. Let's see what they spot it. It's going to be at the 10, and it is in fact going to be close, but I think short. And it is. So Lassen will take over. 4:30 to go in the second quarter. Both teams with all their timeouts remaining. And the the Lassen Grizzlies, who have the identical logo as the Memphis Grizzlies, will take over inside their own 20, right at the 10-yard line. Lassen's offense has looked good tonight. The only 2 misplays have been the interceptions. Here's a handoff out to the right. It's number 24, Robert Howard, who marches forward to the 15 for 4 yards, maybe 5, and it's 2nd and 5 coming up. This could be a big spot for Foothill. This drive could be detrimental if they give up 7 points, but if they get the ball back quickly, can try to score it. Here's the handoff to St. Andre. In between the tackle and the guard, gets forward to the 25, and it'll be a first down. And another hard-nosed run by the running back, able to move the chains yet again for the Grizzlies.
We've seen a lot of that in this first half. The Grizzlies going to St. Andre for efficient runs. He's gotten forward progress on.
Yeah, I don't think they've had a loss.
I don't think he's ran for a loss yet this game.
Here's a handoff to the right. That's to Howard. The ball's popped out, but a flag. It's going to be taken in by Foothill on an easy strip. But a flag was out first, and I think it's going to be a hold. It's Foothill ball inside the red zone. So the Cougars giving themselves opportunities to score again, and now let's see what the penalty flag is. Yeah, the hold's going to be against the offense. It's going to be declined. Foothill's going to take over inside the 15. Where's the official ball spot? It's going to be right around the 11, maybe the 12. And with 3:23 to go, Foothill's got another opportunity to try to score their first touchdown of the game. Lassen leads 14-3. Gordon in the shotgun. Three receivers right, one to his left. He's got his running back behind him. Takes a snap. Going to roll to his right. He throws. This is complete. Right to about the 10. A few men miss. Then now it gets to the 6. That's Court Mason, on the catch. The running back who was out in the shot that time. Check that. That was Chris Ostergren. And it's going to be 2nd and 5 from the 7. Or really about the 6 coming up. Under 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. So far, it's been a really solid contest. Both teams playing well. Gordon hands off up the middle to his running back yet again. It's Hunter Woodward. And he pushes forward. He's going to have, I believe, going to be a first down. It's going to be close, and I think they're going to bring the chains out. They are going to say third down. So it's going to be 3rd and about a half yard. So we'll see here if Foothill can try to get this first down. It's actually going to be more than a couple yards short. It's 3rd and about 3. Gordon, shotgun, 2 receivers each direction. Takes the snap, looking left. Throws to the end zone. It's incomplete. And now we have a penalty flag, and that's going to be on the defense. St. Andre hit him in the back before the ball got to him. I think it's going to be a pass interference on the defense.
Play call for Dustin Niles in the end zone.
It is pass interference against St. Andre. Half the distance to the goal.
That will get Foothill about 3 yards closer.
And we'll redo third points. Down. It is not an automatic. Yeah, repeat third down. So we're going to about a 3rd and about a half yard. So it only moved Foothill forward because it's half the distance to the goal.
That almost works in Foothill's favor.
Absolutely. 3rd and 1. See what they do here. Gordon takes a snap. It's a low snap. It's fumbled. And it's jumped on by Lassen. Foothill struggling to convert when they've been in the red zone. And the snap was at Gordon's ankles. And now Lassen will take over, and a great point-scoring opportunity for the Foothill Cougars is for naught.
And it seems like another 6 points taken from Foothill because of a misplayed snap. We saw earlier in the first quarter a snap sail right over the head of Jaden Gordon and almost a 15-yard loss on the play.
And they were right at the goal line on that play as well. 2 minutes and 3 seconds remaining as Lassen will take over. Here's St. Andre on the handoff. He gets forward, almost takes the knee out of the center official to the 17 for about a 5-yard gain. And 2nd and about 3 coming up. They have all 3 timeouts. Under a minute 40 now here in the second quarter. Again, turn and a handoff. Once again, this time for about 3 yards and is taken down at the 21. It's going to be close to a first down. And it is going to be a first down. Now under a minute 30. They're going to change, move the chains here. And let's see. It is not very apparent if Lassen is going to try and score some points here. 120 to go. Drops back to Pack. Chittick's going to throw deep down the field. Single coverage. It's complete at the 50. Room to run down the sideline. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown Lassen. Channer Monahan goes up to the Raptors to bring it in. And then outruns the defensive back. And a huge 80-yard touchdown. And it's 20-3. And another well-thrown ball from Chittick.
Trusting his receiver, sailing it right over the head of the corner. Single coverage. And no one back to...
Yeah, no safety help. And, wow, what a great throw that was. Extra point team is out for the kick. It's Anthony Wagner again, who's already 2-for-2 today. Trying to make it 21-3 here in this first half. This kick is up, and once again, it is through. So... Lassen so far off to a good start offensively. They have yet to punt. They do have thrown a couple of interceptions, but are moving the ball well. 21-3 as we take a break. Late second quarter here on KCNR 1460.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460. 21-3 our score as Foothill returns it back to the 25. They do have all three timeouts left here in this first half, but it might be a little too late for a team that has really struggled inside the red zone tonight, Joseph.
Yeah, and we were just saying during the commercial that the score isn't really reflecting the effort from both teams.
Right.
During this first half, Foothill's just struggling in the red zone.
Gordon is in the shotgun. Looks like they will, in fact, try and throw it down. Another low snap. Gordon throws out to the right. Is complete. And all the way out to the 40. But instead of getting out of bounds, Merriman looks for extra yardage. And it looks like they are going to go no huddle and not going to take a timeout here. The chains moving, stopping the clock at 49 seconds. The chains have been moved, and now the clock starts again. Gordon in the shotgun again. He takes the snap, dropping back. Here comes the coverage. He throws to the right side to Jacobson, makes the catch, and he goes out of bounds at around the 45-yard line for about a 5-yard gain with only 8 seconds going off the clock there. Second and 5. But how big would this be for Foothill, who's trailing by 3 scores, to get some points here before half?
Foothill unable to score. So far in this first half, they've been knocking on the door for a touchdown, but...
Gordon throws down the field. It is complete inside the 30. And with room to run now inside the 20. He's going to take this one all the way. And he's in. Touchdown. Brandon Merriman, a 50-yard touchdown. But we have a flag back at the line of scrimmage.
And in spite of that, they're going to call this short. Brought down by his ankles.
Oh, wow.
At the 1-yard line. So the Grizzlies make a last-ditch effort to save a touchdown there.
Here we go. What's the flag? Oh, it's coming back. So, what was nearly a touchdown is coming all the way back. And two things have been killer in this first half for the Cougars. It's been... the penalty flags,
and the inability to score in the red zone. And once again, that is the case. And a lot of heads down on the sideline for Foothill, who thought they just scored.
Joey Brown, head coach, visibly upset with the call.
Yeah. So we're going to go back 10 yards to the 36. And we'll redo second down. 27 seconds remaining. 58 grand. Repeat second down. Still have all three timeouts. Is Foothill going to try and go down the field again? Two receivers each direction. Another low snap. Gordon takes it. Here comes the pressure. Throws out to the right. It is complete again at the 49. Just short of the first down. And now they're going to take a timeout. What another great catch from Merriman. Had to reach up and jump between two defensive backs as he was hit. As he made the catch, was able to hang on and go to the ground with the ball still in his hands. And at third and one coming up, we'll have a timeout. 20 seconds remaining. Two timeouts left for Foothill. Coming up at the half, we'll talk more about this first half and what some of the things we expect to see change from both teams in the second half. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke here with you in the first half of week four of North State High School football. Again, 20 seconds remaining. 21-3. It's been all Lassen in this first half on the score, but really, if you hadn't been paying attention to the scoreboard, you would probably be thinking this is a pretty close game just because of the way the Cougars have been able to move the ball, but again, have struggled inside the red zone. So third and one with 20.6 seconds remaining. And now remember, they do have two timeouts left and a first down. They have to stop the clock to move the chains. Gordon, three receivers left in the shotgun. He's got his halfback, Hunter Woodward, directly behind him. Takes the snap, looking left. They're going to throw out to the left. It's complete. Oh, no, Merriman. It goes off his hands, incomplete. And he can't believe it. He tried to go up the field before making the catch. And it's fourth and one. 5 seconds tick off.
And that was just a classic case of a receiver trying to make a move before you catch the ball. You got to catch the ball.
Yep.
And then you got to make your move.
Fourth and one near midfield at the 49, and Foothill is going to go for it. Very soft coverage out on both sides. Foothill fans try to get into it. Here's a good snap. Gordon's going to throw quickly out to the left. This is complete and a first down. Now inside the 40. Room to run down the sideline. A big pop at the 35. Goes out of bounds with 8.5 seconds remaining. That was Chris Ostergren again. Now first and 10, and now Foothill's going to take another timeout. 21-3, just under 10 seconds remaining. We'll take a break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Jaden Gordon trying to make moves here on first and 10 from the 40 or the 35 with 8 seconds left, scrambled in a number of directions, but is just tackled shy as time expires at the 18-yard line. And that's going to end the first half. Lassen, who has thrown a couple of picks and have made a couple of very nice goal line stands, they lead 21-3 here at the half. We'll take a break. We'll talk about this first half when we come back. Grizzlies lead 21-3 over the Foothill Cougars here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town, plus over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch, bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to High School Football on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton alongside Joseph Van Dyke, 21-3 in that first half. The Lassen Grizzlies with the lead over the Foothill Cougars on the road. And what did you see from that first half from Lassen that you like, Joseph?
Lassen's offense looks super efficient in that first half. Consistently getting 7-6 yards every time they move the football. Moving the chains easily. Like we've mentioned a bunch, it's been the story of turnovers in that first half for both sides, but for Lassen especially, they could have really put the pressure on Foothill and taken a big lead in that first half. But
a couple of interceptions. They did fumble forward one time that ended up getting them a first down. But if it wasn't for those interceptions, it seems like Foothill's defense is having trouble stopping people.
Absolutely.
And one of the other issues that we haven't even mentioned is the penalties for Foothill kind of handicapped them in numerous occasions. They've had opportunities to convert either big first downs or to get into the end zone, and then they've had muff snaps, they've had bad false start penalties, and just kind of mental mistakes that have forced them to move backwards, and it's kind of lost their momentum.
But despite that, we've seen Foothill in the red zone multiple times.
Yep.
They're just knocking on the door, unable to cross that plane and get 6 points.
Two things you think Foothill's got to work on. I would say probably you obviously got to stop somebody. They haven't really been able to stop anybody other than the interceptions. And then also converting third downs and getting into the end zone. Those two things, if they can do that, this game is a 21-3 so far, but it feels a lot closer than that.
And we've seen some explosive plays from Foothill, especially at the end of that first half, where they potentially could have got 60 yards, barring a penalty. But if we see more of that in the second half, Foothill could easily make this a game.
And we know Jaden Gordon can do it with the arm. He can do it with his legs for Foothill, so I imagine we'll see a little bit more play mix-ups in this second half for Foothill. They will try to come back and improve to 2-2 on the season. Lassen trying to improve to 3-1. We'll take a break. More halftime show coming up next. Brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's. It's 21-3. The Grizzlies with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen,
I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Hi, Lance Beck here, President of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last five decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to North State High School Football. Connor Sutton with Joseph Van Dyke. 21-3, our score. Real quick, we'll get our last-minute thoughts before the second half. A couple things you would like to see Foothill improve on. We can do a little bit offensively. What about mainly defensively? What is the thing they need to work on?
Well, I think for Lassen, St. Andre is having a heck of a game.
Yep.
So I'd like to see Foothill kind of stop the run. We've seen him kind of slide into the receiver slot and make some catches downfield, but mostly stopping him at the line of scrimmage would be huge for Foothill in the second half.
And what about Lassen? Obviously, the two picks have been the couple things that have been issued. They could be up by a lot more than three scores now, just limiting turnovers for Lassen to start the second half.
Lassen's put together a pretty complete game besides the turnovers, so for them, just keep control of the ball.
All right. I like it. 1:43 to go before the second half gets underway. 21-3 our score. I think Foothill will be receiving when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping car fire relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Closer. Lit. Candlebox. And headliners, AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to car fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for car fire relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Second half about to get underway. Foothill will, in fact, be receiving. We'll try to get you some scores around the league here shortly. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's, the top spot in the North State to watch college and pro football on Sundays and Mondays, as Foothill will take it in at the 18-yard line. Chris Jacobson will be the guy. He brings it back to the 26. He's taken down there, and that's where Foothill will take over. The issues in the first half for the Cougars, they could move the ball well, but they could not get into the end zone. And also a couple of turnovers as well handicapped them. So Jaden Gordon and company will take over at the 26, looking to cut into this 21-3 lead. It'll be first and 10 at the 26. Cougars with three receivers left, one right. Gordon takes the snap, hands now to his halfback up the middle forward for about 3 yards. Again, that was Hunter Woodward on the carry. And second down in about 9 coming up. At the half, Chico up on Sutter, 10-0. West Valley leads Paradise 7-0. Second and 10. Gordon. Here comes the blitz. Almost fumbles it on the handoff, keeps it alive, now spins his way and pushes forward, stays alive, he's got room to run. Oh, he never went down, and he's going to go all the way. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Jaden Gordon had a couple of guys wrapped around his waist, but he did not go down, kept moving forward. He slipped the tackle, and then he goes for 70 yards, and just like that, the Cougars are right back in this game.
I have no idea, Connor, how he stayed on his feet
me
on that
neither.
Play.
Well, I was expecting him to go down right around the line of scrimmage, and he just kept those legs moving, shedded a few tackles, and then pushed all the way, and he was gone quickly. 21-9 as the extra point unit's going to come out for Foothill. It is Jared Martin. Here's the kick. The extra point is cleanly through the uprights. A touchdown, we talked about it earlier. Got to get in the end zone. They do it in 58 seconds in the third quarter, 21-10. as they will kick it away when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Aaron Ogburn returning for Lassen, and he gets to the 23-yard line, and Foothills defense will try and get a stop here as Lassen will take over. An impressive first half from the Grizzlies offense. Eureka is up 14-0 over Shasta currently. Rancho what is that? Cote? I'm not even sure who that is. Pleasant Valley is trailing by 7 in the second quarter. Chittick's going to keep it on a keep route to the left. Tries to go and find his way forward. He does get it around the 27. It's 2nd and 7 coming up. This is probably the key matchup of the week. The game we got going here, and it got a lot better with that 74-yard run from Jaden Gordon. And we got to see how fast he truly is on that run. 2nd and about 7. Here's a handoff out to the right. That is Howard. Forward for about 2 to the 31. 3rd and 3 coming up. We haven't seen Lassen face a fourth down yet. Third and three. Two receivers left, one right. Chittick takes the snap. Here's a toss play out to the left. St. Andre dodges a couple tackles. He's taken down right at the line of scrimmage, and it's fourth down coming up. And we'll see if the offense is going to stay out. They, in fact, will not. And here comes the punting unit. So for the first time today, the Grizzlies are going to punt this ball away. And you can feel a momentum change starting to happen here early on in this third quarter. A quick touchdown for Foothill, and then a three and out.
Head coach Brown obviously said the right things in the locker room to this Cougar team.
Chris Jacobson is back to return this punt. Here is the punt. It is going to land at the 42 and roll. Continue to roll. It's going to get to the 30. Check that. The 26 as it kept rolling. And that's where Foothill will take over. Trailing by 11. Lots of time left in this game. 21-10. We'll take another break. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Second down and short, throws to Jacobson, incomplete after an incredible first down run from Gordon, where he nearly was sacked three times and then rushed forward, going out of bounds for a five-yard gain. So Jacobson, after trying to talk the official on the sideline into calling that one a catch, it is in fact incomplete. Third and six coming up. Got to get to the 36. Ball's just inside the 30. Three receivers to the right of Gordon, the near side of the field. Foothill moving to our right here in this third quarter. Gordon taking a snap, throws over the middle. It's nearly picked off by St. Andre, who almost picked it off and almost took it in the other direction. So now it's a three and out for Foothill, and they will punt it right back to the Grizzlies. So we only had one punt in that first half, and yet less than 4 minutes into the third quarter, we already have two.
Back-to-back three and outs for both teams.
Yeah, and obviously defensive adjustments have been the theme in half. So fourth and six, they are going to punt it away. It's a high snap. It goes over the head, and now it's going to be taken in. He will, in fact, be able to punt it away. It's going to get to the 45 and roll to the 35. And a disaster avoided there by Foothill on what could have been very dangerous. Daniel Dendez fumbled the snap, ran to his left, and then Dust just got it away before the Grizzlies were able to block the punt. So Lassen will take over at the 36, first and 10.
Give Dendez some credit, able to get off a solid punt still.
Yep.
Give his defense some good field position to work with.
8:21 to go, third quarter. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's. As Lassen has Chittick in the shotgun. Takes the snap, turns and hands to St. Andre, tries to go up the middle, and again pushes forward to the 39-yard line. Second down and six coming up. St. Andre, just a very north-south runner, not afraid of contact, and he's been outstanding tonight. Second and six. Chittick takes a snap. He's going to run out to his left. He's got a first down in front of him, more in front of him, but we have a flag down in the backfield. Gets all the way to the opposite side of the field. He's pushed out at the 40. But I think this one's coming back, and it is. So, let's see where the penalty flag is spotted. It's going to be spotted right at the line of scrimmage at the 40. So we're going backwards to the 30. So second and 15 will be coming up. And that's a big erase there.
Takes away what would have been a big first down for this Grizzlies team.
Yep. So second and 15, it's going to be on Kyle Mejia, the 6'2", 200-pound offensive lineman. 7:38 to go in the third. Shotgun set. Chittick hands Howard in motion. He will, in fact, hand it to Howard on the outside run. Now goes up the middle, or attempts to go up the middle, and is runs into a number of red jerseys. Goes forward all the way to the 39 for a four-yard gain, and it's third and 11 coming up. You can hear the crowd in this second half is starting to come back to life after the long Foothill touchdown. One of the great things about local prep sports here in Reading. Chittick takes a snap, rolling to his left. Has to throw out to his left. It's incomplete to Howard. And it's fourth down and long coming up. And again, they will have to punt. So now three consecutive punts in this third quarter. And give credit to Foothill's defense in this second half. Have made adjustments, and so far those adjustments have been key for them.
And that was one of the points we noticed in the first half, Foothill's defense and their inability to slow down Lassen's offensive push, doing a much better job of that here in the second half.
Here is the snap and the punt by Dylan Wood-Lazard. It's going to bounce and roll to the 21-yard line, and that's where Foothill will take over. Again, we'll take a break. 6:34 to go in the third quarter. Lassen with the lead, 21-10, but Foothill going to try to cut into that here on this drive here on KCNR 1460.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
A first down run for Jaden Gordon. He moves forward for 15 yards, converting on a first down. And then once again here on first, drops back, to run again, and nearly goes to the ground. But once again, Joseph, able to stay on his feet, and does get back to the line of scrimmage. Truly incredible.
Gordon showing tremendous effort here in this second half, staying on his feet multiple times for a big downfield touchdown earlier.
Second and 10. Two receivers in each direction. He's got Woodward to his right hip. Takes a snap. Gordon throws over the middle. Oh, nearly intercepted. I don't even know who that was intended for.
It looks
Doug
like
Forrester
had
the coverage on the play.
He could have been the intended receiver.
Right.
The way that ball was thrown.
Right. So third and 10. Overall, I think Gordon's played well tonight, but a couple of missed thrown balls have led to various interceptions or incomplete passes. Dropping back to pass again. Here comes the rush. He's going to run out to the left side. He's going to try to get to the first down marker. He just does, I think. Let's see where they spot him. It is going to be. Oh, wow. They're going to spot him short. Wow. That's a bad ball spot. I think Gordon went out closer to, they're spotting at the 45, closer to the 47 or the 48.
The spot will bring on about fourth and one.
And they are going to go for it. And this is what it's all about right here. Still third quarter, but this feels like the biggest play of the night thus far. Fourth and one. Grizzlies showing blitz. Press coverage on the outside. Three receivers right. Here's a handoff to Willard. He is pushed forward, has the first down. Just barely gets to the 47 across the chains. And that's all they needed. And a big run there from Woodward, but more importantly, great push from the offensive line. First and 10 from the 48. Pair of wideouts in each direction. The ball's on the left hash. Gordon takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Going out to the right. Sheds a couple ankle tackles. Does another. Down the sideline again to the 40. Tries to cut back. Gets out of bounds at the 33. And another first down. And we've talked about it all night. But Jaden Gordon's ability to stay on his feet despite getting hit has been incredible tonight.
And on that play, three Grizzlies defenders lunging for his ankles. Able to dodge all three of them. Stay on his feet for about a 15-yard gain.
Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 21-10 our score. Foothill trying to get a comeback win here tonight. They trail by 11 here at the moment. First and 10 at the 32. Gordon went to the sideline and to talk to his head coach, Joey Brown, as the Cougars trying to improve to .500 on this young season here in week four. Gordon, shotgun. Sends a man in motion. Hands it off to the outside man. That's Merriman. He's got room to run down the sideline with great blocking. Here's another first down with more room in front of him. He gets all the way inside the 10, jumps over a defensive back, and is knocked out of bounds. And the Foothill Cougars, after converting that fourth and one, have a couple of big gains. This one for kneeling 30 yards, but there is a flag and a hold. And it's coming back. They said it was against Merriman, but he was the guy with the ball. So they had the wrong guy on the hold. However, it is coming back. That flag was kind of hidden there.
It looked like the actual hold was on Woodward, the running back who ran ahead of Merriman for the block.
Merriman was in the right slot. They sent him in motion and handed it off to him on the outside handoff. And it is on 11. Dustin Niles, they change it on. Who's it on? So it's going to be first and 20 from the 41-yard line. Actually, it'll be second and 18. The hold was 2 yards upfield. Here comes the blitz. Gordon drops back to pass. He's got lots of room to throw. Deep down the field. It is just incomplete. Intended for either Merriman or Jacobson, who are both on streaks down the right side of the gridiron. And it's incomplete. Second down and 18.
We've seen aggressive play calling here in the second half for Foothill. And their offense able to execute with some success, barring penalties. Three receivers right. Gordon back to receive the snap.
Empty backfield for Gordon. Takes the snap. Now he's going to keep it. Tries to go up the middle again. Dodges double tacklers. Tries to go back up the middle again. And he does get just forward a couple yards. But how much trouble has Lassen had tonight trying to take down Jaden Gordon? And that time, being a little more conservative with their tackles.
Big third down here for Foothill.
Third and about 17 at the 39. Still a long way to go. But again, kind of in this area to where it's you can't really punt or kick the field goal. So it could be four down territory here. Under 4 minutes to go, and now I think that is going to be a timeout Foothill. Big third down coming up when we come back. 21-10, Lassen with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
So third and 17 here as we welcome you back inside the broadcast booth. Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke. The Cougars moving to our right here on a big third down. Soft coverage. Gordon takes the snap. Looking down the field, he throws. Intended and complete to Merriman, who has got, I believe, the first down. It's going to be close. And it is, yes, going to be a first down. And a big third down conversion right there. And once again, Joseph, we've talked about in this third quarter a lot, momentum, it feels like it's in favor of the Cougars.
Yeah, this momentum has shifted in the second half, but right now we're looking at Foothill knocking on the door in this red zone. They were able to score a touchdown earlier without facing a red zone play call.
Right. Well, we've seen the struggle. Exactly.
And we've seen the struggle. We'll see what they can do here. Their offense seems to be working efficiently in the second half compared to the first half.
Yeah, they've been in a good rhythm tonight. In this, really the last drive of the first half and in this second half. Hand off at the middle. Woodward's room to run. Woodward is inside the 10. And a first down. And first and goal coming up. And this is where the Cougars might need to get a little bit creative. Try to get into the end zone. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. 21-10. The Grizzlies have the lead. This formation, the single back with a shotgun is what Foothill's been all night. Throw over the middle, complete, and Merriman is in, touchdown. A quick little hitch route to the number one receiver. Brandon Merriman makes the catch, turns, and he is in for 6 points. And finally, Joseph, that red zone drought is broken here in the third quarter.
And it has to feel good for Foothill. Able to get 6 points on that. We'll see with the kick.
Yeah. 21-16 our score here currently, and it looks like they are going to go for it. What they're trying to do here is to get into field goal range, make it a three-point game. If they convert, if they don't, it would be pretty much the same as being down by four. Gordon takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Leaps up and throws, but it's incomplete. But we have a late flag. And let's see. The blitz came from the outside. Gordon had to leap up to try to... And the penalty's against the defense. We're going to redo the try now. And so another opportunity for Foothill. It seems like in this third quarter they're getting the breaks they weren't getting in the first half.
This is a big play for Foothill. Like you said, potentially cutting the lead to one field goal. Gordon at the sideline, getting the play call from the head coach.
As we get later in this game, every play call becomes so big, and especially when it can be 2 points or nothing here. Gordon again, shotgun. On the goal line, it's a low snap. Looks left, throws left. It's complete! The two-point conversion is successful to Chris Ostergren. And it's 21-18, 2:40 to go in the third, a 15-0 run from Foothill here in this second half. They trail by threes. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
2:40 to go. Foothill's going to kick it away, and they're going to let this one just roll into the back of the end zone for a touchback. And now there's a little extra fun happening in midfield as a couple of guys are jawing right at the 30-yard line. Colton Stone was the one for Foothill as they were pushing at each other far after the play. There were no flags. Kind of shocked by that. But a three-point game here in the third quarter. And now Foothill has gotten two stops in this second half, looking to do the same here the third time around. Chittick takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself and gets forward for maybe a yard to the 22. And this is by far been the best little run the defense for Foothill has been on in this game.
They were able to get 2-3 and outs earlier in this quarter.
Second down and 8. 2 minutes to go in the third. think we got a good finish coming up here. Chittick, shotgun snap, takes it out to the right, tosses to the right. It's complete to Howard. Howard's going to have a first down as he goes out of bounds. And now we should have a block in the back. No. Wow, looked like a block in the back. A late hit on the sideline. And it's a first down, or second down, becomes a first down.
And that'll take us under 2 minutes here in this third quarter. Lassen Grizzlies trying to respond to two third quarter touchdowns by Foothill.
I think it's their first down of this third quarter. And one of the defensive linemen almost jumped. Hand off to St. Andre, trying to push forward. He continues to push and then gets to the 39-yard line for 4 yards. Second and six coming up. St. Andre has been the workhorse tonight for the Grizzlies. Continues to push forward for positive yardage.
Give him credit. Foothill was all over that play defensively, and despite that, he was still able to get 4 yards on the play.
St. Andre is down. Both teams will rush to the sidelines, and we will take a break as well. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. 21-18 our score here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Chandler Monahan makes the catch to convert onto a first down at the 48-yard line for the Grizzlies. Foothill's now going to send the blitz. Again, they hand off to, I think that's St. Andre once again, who had a cramp. It is not. It was Jacob Mimmett on the carry. So second and eight come up right at midfield. Under a minute to go in the third. It's been a good game throughout this one. Grizzlies had the lead early. Foothills scored two touchdowns in this third quarter to cut it to three. Chittick takes the snap, but it's blown dead, and I think we're going to have a false start. Lassen's going to take a timeout, and we'll take a break as well. 35 seconds to go in the third, 21-18. Lassen with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
What could be the last play here of the third quarter? Second and eight. Chittick in the shotgun. Again, the defensive line almost jumping early for Foothill. Takes a snap, driving back, throws quickly out to the right. It's hit at the line and knocked down. Great play there by number 51 on the end, Justice Perry. Third down and 8. And once again, a huge third down up and coming. Foothill trying to make the Grizzlies punt yet again for the third consecutive time. Quickly taking the snap, looks right, shoulder fakes. Now he's going to try to run up the middle, runs into a wall, and now he's taken down in the backfield for a sack. A 2-yard loss, and it's 4th and 10 coming up, and I think that's going to end the third quarter. Let's see here. They are going to bring the punting unit out. 10 seconds now. And a huge opportunity here in the fourth. They go to the line, and they will, in fact, not get it off. That's going to end the third quarter, 21-18 our score. And we got a good fourth quarter up and coming for you here. This is North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
12 minutes of football remaining here. As we begin the fourth quarter in what has been the best game so far that we have called yet this season. Foothill's going to be taking in the punt as Lassen will kick it away. It's Dylan Wood-Lazard who punts it away. It's taken in by Jacobson at the 10 as he called for the fair catch on a good punt there north of 47 yards, and that is where Foothill will take over. 3-point game, and the Cougars, who have only punted once in this third quarter, looking to keep that momentum in their favor.
Foothill's defense coming up huge in that third quarter, forcing 3 punts, the third in the first couple seconds of the fourth, but their defense stepping up tremendously in the second half.
And only allowing 1 first down. So Gordon and company taking over at the 10. Long ways to go, but the offense has looked great in this second half. Takes the snap, now turns, hands to Woodward. Woodward trying to dodge a couple of tacklers, moves forward for maybe a couple, out to the 16-yard line, and second down and about 9 coming up. Foothill's offensive line deserves some credit. They have gotten great push tonight as Woodward's going to come to the sideline and will be replaced by Caleb Rowe. 2nd and 9. 2 receivers each direction, couple in the slot, takes the snap. Handoff now to, fake handoff to Jacobson. Jaden Gordon's got room to run down the sideline. He's pushes forward and is kind of bumped out of bounds at the 25, and 3rd down in about 5 coming up. Eleven, 12 to go in the fourth. The crowd, I think, is going to become a factor as this game reaches further and further to the double, to triple zeros. Third and 5. 3 receivers to the left. Gordon rolls to his left. Looking, looking, throws to the center of the field. Finds Caleb Rowe. 1st down. He's got room to run down the sideline. He could take it all the way. It's a race to the pylon. 30, 20, 10, 5. Rowe is in. Touchdown. And Foothill has the lead. Oh, I gotta love it. 24, 21. What a big play from Gordon, and then finding Rowe, who had an eternity to run down the sideline, an 85-yard touchdown. And there is some magic in this building tonight. And the Cougars are feeding off it, trying to improve to 2-2.
The kick is up, and it is good.
24, now 25-21. Foothill has come back from being down 21-3, and has taken the lead. But a lot of football left to be played. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Three consecutive scores for Foothill as they kick it away. The kick is muffed and landed on at the 21 by number 5 for Lassen. Hayden Chittick, the quarterback. So, it will be last in football to 21, and they have struggled moving the ball in this second half after a first half where they were unbelievable.
And we'll see Lassen with the football trailing for the first time in this game.
First and 10. And the band is absolutely roaring on the sideline. Chittick's going to throw a touch pass out to the left. It is. Is it picked off? No, it's incomplete. Nearly picked off by Merriman. And it's second and 10. Just a jump ball thrown to the left side. Single coverage. Merriman on the coverage. Intended for Chandler Monahan. And it was nearly Merriman for Foothill to bring it back in before it being knocked incomplete.
And this Foothill crowd would have absolutely gone crazy if Merriman was successful intercepting that football.
Chittick turns, hands it off now to St. Andre, who is tripped up at the line. He goes down for no gain. And it's third and 10. And it has been a night and day difference between the first and second half for this Foothill defense. Third and 10. And in this second half, as we've kind of mentioned, they've gotten great penetration from the defensive line. And we haven't seen a whole lot of forward progress for the running game. Chittick takes a snap, dropping back, one-step drop, throws over the middle. It's complete, and a first down at the 36. A high throw to Aaron Ogburn to make the catch. He was able to hang on for the first down. So first and 10 from the 36. Lassen needing that conversion to try and halt this momentum that Foothill is gathered and gained on in this third quarter and second half. Chittick takes a snap, rolling quickly, immediately to his left. He will throw. It is. Let's see. It's going to be caught for first down at the 47. Another great catch by Monahan. Back-to-back catches for first down. That time when he caught it, he was immediately hit on the arm, but still brought it to his chest to bring it in for another first down. At their own 47, moving to our right. Need to get to the 43 at the other end.
Lassen able to string together a couple completions here. St. Andre is back in the game. after going down on that last drive. He sat a couple plays. We saw them run the ball to him once for no gain. And haven't heard much from him since.
They sent him in motion now, play action fake. Looking, throwing on the run. It is complete to Howard for a first down inside the 40 to the 38 across midfield. So Chinnick here in on this drive, getting out of the pocket, making a couple of good throws on the move, and now three consecutive first downs for the Lassen Grizzlies. The game of the week here in the North State has proved to be all it was meant or hyped up to be. 25-21, Foothill with the lead. Chittick in the shotgun. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Seamus O'Leary, the top place to watch NFL football on Sundays and Mondays. Chittick rolls out. He's going to throw deep down the field. He's got his man. It's caught. Touchdown. What a throw from Chittick, avoiding the sack and throwing a BB down the field right into the hands of number 44, Dolan Lee, who made the catch and took it in for 6 points. And all of a sudden, Lassen now regains the lead. 27-25. Extra point team will come out for Lassen. That'll be Anthony Wagner, who has been perfect tonight, trying to make it a three-point game. And the offense is now in this fourth quarter coming to life. Here's a extra point nearly blocked by Merriman, but it is good. So Lassen regains the lead. They're up by 3, 28-25, under 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Chris Ostergen on the return out to the 24 for Foothill, and that's where the Cougars will take over, trailing by three, 28-25. It's been an outstanding ball game tonight, very competitive throughout. We saw Foothill come back from trailing 21-3 to take the lead, 25-21, and then the Grizzlies countered with a touchdown of their own. So, let's see if Lassen can get a stop, something they've struggled to do in this second half. Gordon going to the huddle with a play from head coach Joey Brown, trying to improve to 2-2 on the season in non-league contests. Two receivers right, just one left, a tight end right, along with a halfback. They do, in fact, give it. Fake to the halfback. It's Gordon now going to try to make moves. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. And just nowhere to go that time as the Grizzlies swallowed him up. Second and 10.
And we've had a pair of lead changes in the second half, something we haven't seen much of this season.
Right. We've seen a lot of blowouts. This is one of the first games that we've had it be close. Second and about nine. Gordon takes the snap and one hops him. He does, in fact, hand it off up the middle. And now lots of room to run. A first down and more across the 40. And a first down. Hunter Woodward again on the carry. And he's had a monster second half. That snap was one hopped and had to be picked out of the turf by Gordon, who then, in fact, handled it beautifully and then turned and handed it to his halfback. And it is, in fact, a first down. We have a blowout alert here in Northern Section High School football. Los Molinos 82-0 over Loyalton. 7:40 to go in this game. Three receivers left for Gordon. as they move to our left. Takes the snap again, turns and hands it off to Woodward, who's taken down in the backfield by his knees. A great, great tackle for the linebacker. Dylan Langsley, the 5'8 senior at linebacker, able to bring him down in the backfield, and it's second and 12. That's the first time we've seen Foothill move backwards offensively for a while. 7 minutes to go, 28-25. Again, the crowd's becoming a factor. Again, a low snap. Gordon looking, throws as he ticks down the field. It is incomplete. Way over the top of the intended receiver, Jacobson, and Gordon took a big lick. Third down and 12.
And the snaps for Foothill have been relatively low all night.
And I think they kind of have been expecting that because Gordon, when he's taking the snap, usually you see the quarterback's upright. He has been almost in a squat expecting the low snap. Third and 12. A big third down coming up. Lots of time left. Both teams with two timeouts remaining. Can Foothill convert here on third down? If not, we would probably see them punt. The student section for Foothill on its feet. Again, a low snap. Gordon, he's going to have to rush it. Tries to make a move up the middle. Gets across the midfield to the 49. It is 2 yards shy of the first down and fourth and two coming up. And decision time for the Cougar sideline. And to see if they should maybe go for it here on fourth down. It looks like they will. Try and get it on the ground, or try to get it with the offense. Fourth and three right at midfield. It has cooled down immensely tonight. One of the coolest nights we've had of the year. A lot of people bundled up here at the stadium at Foothill High School. Fourth and three from the 50. Gordon takes a snap, rolling to his right, throws. Complete! First down across the 45. Chris Jacobson on the catch. And the chains are moved yet again. Under 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. 28-25, but Foothill once again marching down the field. Both teams know the importance of every play here down the stretch. Two timeouts apiece. Three receivers left for Gordon. The ball's at the right hash. In the shotgun, takes the snap, it's low once again, he hands it off, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and moves forward for about 3.5 yards to the 39, and second down and six coming up. And again, we've seen what's been scary is the low snaps that Gordon has had to take has made things extremely difficult for him. And you got to wonder if we're going to see a low snap turn into a fumble here late in this game. Under 6 minutes to go again. Second and seven. Takes a snap. This is a good snap. He fakes the handoff. He keeps up the middle. Gordon's got a first down, and he's taken down at the 30. A great fake handoff to the slot receiver who was in motion, Chris Jacobson, who was lit up by a couple of white jerseys. First and 10. From just outside the 30-yard line at the 31. .520 to go. 28-25. Here is Jacobson out to the right. He can't get back to the line of scrimmage. A loss of 2 to the 33. Check that, the 32 and second and 12 coming up. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Seamus O'Leary's. The spot where you will see me nearly every Sunday watching some NFL football with my pal and owner Kenny Breedlove, one of the most diehard Niner fans you will ever see. They have lots of specials, including a great brunch menu, lunch menu, and dinner menu. Second and 12, high snap. Gordon takes it, throws over the middle. Complete! He's got his man! First down, he spins, and he's going to spin into the end zone! Touchdown! And Foothill regains the lead! Chris Ostergren again! Made the catch, he was hit, and as he was hit, he spun back to his left. And they sent for 6 points, 31-28. 4:26 to go. Back and forth, back and forth. We go here in this fourth quarter. Extra point unit coming out for Foothill. It's Jared Martin again. The extra point is no good. And that's a big miss because it would have pushed it to where Lassen would have to kick or would have to score a touchdown. But in fact, it is no good. It'll remain a three-point game. 31-28, a big 32-yard touchdown from Jaden Gordon to his receiver, Chris Ostergren. And we'll take a break. 4.5 to go in the fourth in a good ball game here on KCNR 1460.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Howard on the turn. He nearly breaks it all the way, but goes just to the 42. He just had a couple of Cougars to have missed, but they did not. So Lassen will take over, trailing by 3, 31-28, 4:19 to go. Each team with two timeouts remaining. Now you have to think Lassen could probably punt, get the ball back, and have an opportunity, but if you're the Grizzlies, you want to try and at least get 3 points here. First and 10 from the 40. Chittick takes a snap, quickly hands to his fullback who pushes forward. That is St. Andre, gets to the 44 on an outside run in between the right tackle and guard. And it's second and 6. And that's what this Grizzlies team can do, though, is they can chip away on with the ground game. But in this second half, we've seen them struggle to do that. Their last drive, their big plays were made through the air. Second and 6. Got to reach midfield for the first. Moving to our right in the white jerseys with the purple helmets. Chittick dropping back to pass. Shoulder fake. He throws deep down the field. It is incomplete. I think we're going to have a flag. Wow, we won't. Oh, and now it.
He caught that ball.
He did? Oh, my goodness. What a catch.
One-handed diving catch from the receiver there.
Chandler Monahan again, who has been the main target tonight with another one-handed snag.
It looked like Merriman was all over that,
yeah,
with the coverage, but
I thought it fell incomplete with a possible pass interference, but it's first and 10, and now the Grizzlies are in positive territory. Handoff up the middle to St. Andre, who gets about 3 or 4. Inside the 30 to the 29. Second and 7. And the sideline for Lassen went absolutely ballistic on that catch. I thought it was originally because of the no pass interference call. Again, it's on the far side of the field. Tough for us to see from this angle.
Just an impressive catch.
Yeah. 3 minutes to go. 31-28. Handoff outside, it's to Howard. Cuts up middle, gets forward, inside the 25 to the 24. That's going to be right deep, right down near the first down marker. I think it's going to be a yard shy. And third down and 1 coming up. See if they keep it on the ground again. But both offenses have been outstanding at certain points tonight. The handoff, St. Andre's nearly stopped and then pushes forward. And I think it's going to be fourth down.
This is going to be close.
The officials are putting up the fist, meaning fourth down. And now they're in a spot where they are in field goal range. I would think it would be a long one. It would be around a 40-yarder. Fourth and inches coming up. And now a timeout is going to be called by Lassen. 2 minutes, 6 seconds remaining on a 4th and inches coming up. We'll take a break. A great finish up and coming. You don't want to miss it. Stay right here with us on KCNR 1460.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at makerfairshasta.com or visit shastacounty.makerfair.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
4th and inches. Chittick takes the snap, rolling to his left. He's going to try to rush it, and I think he got there. Let's see. They're going to spot him just inside or outside the 20 at the 21. I think it's going to be a first down. It's going to be remarkably close, and it's going to be a first down. Lassen fans going nuts on the sideline, and now it's 1st and 10. Just outside the red zone with 1:59 remaining. 31-28, a field goal would tie it. A touchdown would give them the lead. Chittick in the shotgun. Couple of tight ends left, one sole receiver to his right. Takes the snap, hands off to St. Andre, cuts it up the middle, looking for room, and he's taken down just inside the 20 for about a 3-yard gain. How long will it be till Lassen tries to find Chandler Monahan, who's been their main target through the air in the end zone? 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining. 2nd and 6. Got to get to the 13 to move the change. 1:20 to go. Handoff. DeAndre popped out, and Funhill recovers. It's taken in by number 44. What a play by Dylan Wiegan. Wow! St. Andre, the ball was hit directly and popped up and then hit into the hands of Foothill. And it's going to be Cougar football. Wow!
And everyone is on their feet here in Palisadro.
You got to love that. 1:17 remaining. And now all Foothill has to do is take care of the football. And they will come away with a very impressive comeback win. And Joey Brown, head coach on the sideline, showing his impressiveness for this team. Timeout's going to be taken by Foothill. We will take a break. 1:17 to go, 31-28 here on KCNR 1460.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Win River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
1st down and 10 for Foothill. And after they kneel it, it's going to be another timeout called by Lassen. Let's take this time, Joseph, to select our picks of the game for our players of the game. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
How about you go first?
All right. I will take – it's going to be tough. I'm going to take Jaden Gordon, who has had an unbelievable performance, obviously the kind of the easier pick. But he's had a number of plays that he's made on the ground. He's got a rushing touchdown. He's been unbelievable through the air, a couple of throwing touchdowns. And in this second half, he's been the main guy to get them back into this game and then give them the lead.
Going with the quarterback.
Yep.
It's always kind of an
yeah.
easy choice, but
yeah, it is.
It's tough tonight because Foothill's receiving game, they've
yeah.
kind of been receiving by committee.
Yeah.
We've seen number one, Merriman, number two, Jacobson, as well as Ostergren. They're all in the mix with huge receptions for Foothill.
And
I think I'm
going
to go with Ostergren
yeah.
simply on the fact that he had the two touchdowns in the second half to give Foothill the lead and ultimately the win.
And once again, the knee will be taken in. I think, let's see if Foothill's going to... No, Lassen is not going to take a timeout here. So they might just concede under a minute. Kind of an easy pick for, not necessarily easy pick for player of the game, but more than anything, what an unbelievable comeback and game this has been for Foothill.
And it's just a testament to Foothill's ability to turn it around in this second half. We saw in the first half an inability to stop Lassen. And an inability to score in the red zone. And in the second half, they corrected both of those things and were able to come back, take control of this game.
They will again take the knee, and it'll be fourth down. And it's kind of confused as to why Lassen is not taking time out here. It is fourth and ten. Guess not. You take a timeout here, I think you get a chance to at least return it. But Foothill is going to have an unbelievable comeback win. Foothill's going to take a timeout with 3.7 seconds left. But a great comeback win. They were down 21-3 at the half. A great third quarter, mainly defensively. And they also had a couple of nice offensive drives to go along with that. And then a big fourth quarter as well. Taking the lead and then giving up a touchdown, giving up the lead, and then once again having the ability to come back and pull off this unbelievable three-point victory.
And then a timely pressure on the Lassen
yep,
running
that's a good
back
point.
To force him.
Big fumble. That could have been detrimental.
Right when Lassen looked like they were potentially going to score and put some pressure on Foothill. Timely
yeah.
turnover.
Yeah. Absolutely, and the Cougars are going to improve to 2-2. Lassen's going to fall to 2-2, and what a great game for Foothill to build some momentum and some confidence on both sides of the football. We've seen great things on the offensive and the defensive side to where they can take and move forward and look at things that they know that they have a solid, solid team, and going into league play coming up, that this team is going to be competing for a league championship. Takes the snap. Gordon's just going to try and run this play out. He'll run out to the left. Half a second, stays in bounds, and that will do it. He does have to go down. He does go down. And the ball game is over. The Cougars with a comeback victory as their student section rushing the field. 31-28, the final score. And what an unbelievable performance and night it has been. Probably the best game we've had so far. As that will do it here from Foothill High School for Joseph Van Dyke, our producer back in the studio, Jared King. I'm Connor Sutton saying so long. The Cougars with an unbelievable comeback victory. They take down the Lassen Grizzlies 31-28 after trailing 21-3 at the half and improved to 2-2. Thank you for joining us here for North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
$100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/talk. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/talk. That's livestream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit livestream.com/talk for more information.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
I could have put this in Mailbag of Hate, but apparently in Phoenix at Fox Sports 910, they had people on air who talked about shooting me in the neck and just shooting me, period, to death.
I think to the knees and to the throat.
Okay, yeah. And they were Kenny and Crash. And then some lady, Gladys, like they were talking about, like, I guess, just doing me up real nice on their radio show, but without planning on me finding out about
they
it.
They got caught up in believing the BS on the Thomas the Train story that was published about you.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, when you only read a headline and you don't actually watch the thing, the rational thing to do is threaten to shoot somebody to death, apparently, because that's what a ton of people on Twitter said that were in my one of my affiliates in near Arizona. I guess they were listening to them, and they said, "Oh my gosh, why did you just threaten to do this?" So apparently, we reached out to the station, Fox Sports 910, because I want a clarification on this. They scrubbed the audio from their podcast. They refused to upload that part of the audio, and they haven't responded. And people have been asking him to post the audio, and I told them, I said, well, you know, feel free to tell me, you know, what you apparently felt brave enough to talk about me on air and threaten to kill me on air. Go. I mean, I'm curious to know what you said, because everyone else says y'all were threatening to shoot me to death. So we're going to find it. You guys can make this easier. You can make it real easy. It's your choice. But I never give up something ever, and it could even take years. So you guys can make it easy, or you can make it real easy. You can just put it up there and let us hear what was said, or you can apologize and maybe stop acting tough on radio and threatening other individuals because you think that they're not going to find out. I know that you have a small local show that no one listens to, and maybe that gives you this false sense of security that it's not ever going to get out, but it always does. And I'm tired of this stuff. The bill comes due. So choose how you guys want this to go down, because we'll figure it out one way or the other. And that's my promise to you. So this is a crazy, it's been just, we're following this Kavanaugh story. And following the Kavanaugh story, because now, I mean, this, you have, Dianne Feinstein sat on this letter and did not submit it to her other members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, didn't do anything like that. She redacted the name before she sent it to the FBI, which makes me and a lot of other individuals wonder how seriously she took these claims, because it seems to suggest not seriously. We'll keep an eye on that story and update you next week. In the meantime, today in Stupidity, Kane.
Well, apparently Planned Parenthood has a new president, and she, I guess, making a welcome-slash-acceptance speech of the position, talked about how she's for the most vulnerable of those among us.
In the ER, I saw what happens every day when people don't have access to the basic right to health care. I remember seeing a young woman lying on a stretcher, pulseless and unresponsive, because of a home abortion. Because she was too scared to seek medical care. I did everything I could to resuscitate her, but she died. She died because of a failure in our system.
Oh.
And I wanted to fight for our most vulnerable individuals.
So, by killing babies, she's supporting our most vulnerable individuals.
Yeah, how nice.
I thought those were babies, though.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Jim's ex-wife changed her name to L Left Forever, number four, if you want to find her on Twitter. Have a great night. Back with you on Monday, folks.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Tropical Storm Florence crawling slowly across South Carolina as life-threatening storm surges and strong winds are expected to continue overnight amid a rising inland flood threat. National Hurricane Center in Miami says that the core of Florence was located about 15 miles from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is unloading on his Obama-era predecessor over talks with Iran.
Pompeo bluntly says John Kerry is actively undermining U.S. policy by meeting several times with Tehran's foreign minister, with whom Kerry worked on the Iran deal, from which President Trump has withdrawn.
He was telling them to wait out this administration.
Pompeo says it's unseemly and beyond inappropriate.
You can't find precedent for this in U.S. history.
Pompeo says he'll leave legal determinations to others, but President Trump's calling the meetings illegal. However, such meetings between a private citizen and foreign officials are not against the law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From a niche gadget to a lifeline to better health, Apple's smartwatch is undergoing some big changes. Here is correspondent Rich Thomason to explain.
The soon-to-be-released Apple Watch will add features allowing it to take high-quality heart readings and detect falls. It's part of Apple's strategy to give people a distinct reason to buy a wrist device that largely does things that smartphones already do. Since the Apple Watch launched back in April of 2015, most people haven't figured out why they need to buy one. Rich Thomason reporting.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has agreed to cooperate with the special counsel's Russia investigation as he pleaded guilty to federal charges and avoided a second trial that could have exposed him to greater punishment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
North Korea has strongly denied claims by the United States that a computer programmer working for the North Korean government was involved in the hack of Sony Pictures Entertainment and the spread of the WannaCry ransomware virus.
A North Korean foreign ministry official says the person named by the U.S. is a non-entity. He also warned that the allegations, which he called a smear campaign, could harm talks between the two countries following the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. federal prosecutors allege the programmer conspired to conduct a series of attacks that also stole $81 million from a bank in Bangladesh. The U.S. believes he was working for a North Korean-sponsored hacking organization. Jeremy House reporting.
A leading cancer doctor has resigned from New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center over his reported failure to disclose millions of dollars in payments from pharmaceutical companies. Dr. Jose Baselga resigned yesterday. News and analysis at townhall.com. The New York Times backs off an allegation that U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley ordered the installation of costly curtains at the official New York residence of the U.S. ambassador.
The allegation was the banner headline in the paper of record after a White House official in the Obama administration, Brett Bruen, first posted to Twitter that the curtains cost over $50,000. But it turned out they were ordered in 2016 during the Obama administration when Samantha Power was ambassador. The Times added a correction and changed its headline. It said, quote, an earlier version of this article and headline created an unfair impression about who is responsible for the purchase in question. Keith Peters, Washington.
Southern California Edison has announced that it aims to replace power lines by 2025 to align itself with legislation that California lawmakers have sent to the governor to sign to prevent wildfires. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
It's a big hurricane, and naturally you've got to, what is the phrase the news media likes to do in situations like this? Hunker down. You got to hunker. You got to do a little hunkering. Stop perceiving. The soundtrack of Barack Obama's life. Nobody else's, just his. He had exclusive access to Stevie Wonder music. That's how special he is. Now, can I just say, I thought Barack Obama was going to slow the rise of the oceans. I guess it's another campaign promise dashed. Speaking of Daesh, how is ISIS doing? That's Daesh. Is that Daesh? Yeah, that's Daesh. So they call it. Have you noticed that nobody has called ISIS ISIL since Obama left? You know, there was Obama and a Prius full of his friends were the only people on the planet Earth that referred to ISIS as Daesh. Daesh. It was out of deference and respect. And that whole ISIL thing, that was out of deference and respect, Barack Obama, to the troglodytes as well. It literally was. That's not even a joke. The L instead of is Islamic State and stuff. It was in the Levant. The L is for the Levant, which is what the terrorists call a big swath of the Middle East where they murder people. They murder people everywhere, but you know this is an area of emphasis for them where they murder people. And the Levant, the Levant.
ISIL or Daesh.
Yeah, ISIL or Daesh. No, it's called ISIS, and it's still. What was with that? That was a campaign on their part to do crazy things. I don't know what they were doing. Good morning and welcome. A lot of wackadoodle-doo since last we convened, not the least of which has to do with the 3,000 dead in Puerto Rico from Hurricane Maria. On DNC TV this morning, they were obsessed with the hurricane from last year. They were like, yeah, screw the hurricane today. What about the Hurricane Maria? Because Trump said something that conflicts with a study out of George Washington University. And who are you going to believe? George Washington University's study or what? It's become the official operating number. Just a couple of weeks ago, it became the official operating number of the governor and the government of the island of Puerto Rico. And therefore, we must not question it. You know, again, I mentioned this the other day, but whatever happened to that question authority generation? They are such sheep. They're such lemming. Honestly, it's like Monty Python. You're all individuals. Monty, what was that, Life of Brian? That was Life of Brian, one of the great Monty Python movies, when the person who was not Jesus yet had a following was trying to convince the throng of people behind him to go back home, and he wanted to explain to them that they shouldn't behave as sheep behave. They should behave as they are. They're individuals.
You're all individuals!
Yes, we're all individuals!
You're all different!
Yes, we're all different!
That's the news media today. It's a what? What? I mean, we had the official government death toll was 64 people. Until a couple of weeks ago, when suddenly because of not because they found a whole bunch of bodies under a log or something, it's because there's a study that came out of a university in Washington, D.C., the George Washington University. And they said, and they've got a very specific number. Now, they don't have a list of names. They don't have the very specific number is 2,975. Interestingly enough, the total number from September 11th, the troglodyte attacks of 2001, I believe was 2,977. So they're too shy of, and then it's all Trump's fault, you see, because Democrats can do no wrong. And interestingly enough, they don't even need to produce a body anymore. We've done it, you know, since the Magna Carta and even before in British common law, in Western civilization, we've had this crazy thing we call habeas corpus, a Latin term, produce the body, you must have the body, bring the body before the court. It's tortured in a lot of different ways in law schools. But it is corpus, the body. You have to produce the body. Well, as of a couple of days ago, habeas corpus is dead. It's a dead concept. We've moved on. Now we go with academic studies, and they don't have to produce the bodies. It's quite remarkable. Now, I don't know, but by this standard, I think people are still being killed as a result of Pearl Harbor. Certainly the death toll for September 11th has to be reevaluated because there are people that are being afflicted with cancer related to working at Ground Zero and beyond. So we've got to recalculate everything. It's we can no longer accept anything as, you know, the Johnstown flood, the everything, Hurricane Katrina. We have to go back and reevaluate the death toll. Now, the difference between this method and every known method that has been used since, the dawn of time until last week, is that we actually counted bodies. That's how we decided how many people were killed. We counted bodies. We had the bodies. Or if perhaps someone was washed out to sea, a body not recovered over a certain period of time. Legally, it may still be 7 years, but I think you can have them declared more quickly than that. But over a period of time, you come up with a total, and then you have your total of the number of people killed by an event, a natural disaster of some kind. But not anymore. That's all been thrown out the window. That's not what we do anymore. Now we say we have 64 bodies and 3,000 dead. Well, do you have nearly 3,000 missing? Well, no. No, but these are people who died later. How much later? Stop asking questions. What do you mean, stop asking questions? You're asking too many questions. I'm just saying, where are the bodies? Yesterday, I raised this question in a tweet, in a Twitter. And these lefties are also crazy. Suddenly, I was a Holocaust denier. One lefty had me as a Holocaust denier because I dared to question the current think of the Democrat Party. How dare you question an academic study? We don't have to produce bodies. And all I said was, I'm like, well, it seems perfectly logical to me because I'm a logical, rational, thinking person who hasn't been cowed by the current climate of crisis. And I said, well, do you have a list of names? You say you've got a very specific number. And I just like to see a list of names. I can produce a list of names for you of people killed at Pearl Harbor. I can produce a list of 2,977 names from September 11th. We have the names. I can produce a list of names from Katrina. Can you give me a list of names from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico? And they say, you're a Holocaust denier. You know why? Because they can't answer the question. They don't want to answer the question. They can't answer the question. There is no list of names. And I find this, the whole thing is quite remarkable. And I went and I did some research on this, and I have before me, I have now in my hand, I have a series of news stories, current and not so current, that I'm going to share with you, including I did something crazy. I went and I looked at, I did a little statistics work myself, and I looked at the CIA World Factbook. If you're not familiar with that, the Obama people almost ruined it, but I think it's coming back to life. They have information on Puerto Rico, including the death rate over the course of years. And interestingly enough, I found something fascinating, that the death rate in Puerto Rico from 2009 through 2016 increased. Now, keep in mind that the hurricane was in 2017. And the death rate in Puerto Rico increased from 2009 to 10, from 10 to 11, from 2011 to 2012, 2012 to 2013, increased. From 2013 to 2014, it increased. 2014 to 15, it increased. 15 to 16, it increased. And then the year of the hurricane, it actually decreased. The death rate in Puerto Rico actually decreased for the first time in, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, like 8 years. The first time that it decreased. And I marvel at this. And the most important part of this is that we now live in George Orwell's Animal Farm. And it is, it's a horrible and an extraordinary thing to see. I was marveling. I came in this morning, and I'm going off to the races on this thing when I kind of wanted to wait a while. But it is George Orwell's Animal Farm. You're told by, the authority, don't question authority. And in this case, the authority is some nameless, faceless dweebs at George Washington University crunching numbers in a computer model to come up with an artificial number. And then we all marvel at the genius of their scientific achievement. And the news media, lock, stock, and barrel, jumps in with both feet, and this is the new number. And nobody has a question. Nobody is curious enough to say, well, what is the methodology that you used? How do you know that this many people died? They just buy into it. And then the Washington Post today started making up fictional dead people. They didn't give them fictional names, but they just started making things up. Now, if a week after the hurricane, someone couldn't get to the hospital for their dialysis and they died as a result, then I'd say that's probably a hurricane-related death. That seems reasonable enough. If it's 8 months later and someone dies of renal failure in Puerto Rico, I don't think you necessarily attribute that to... But they're not doing that. They don't have a list of names. They're not looking for a list of names. They don't want a list of names. They did a statistical analysis based on averaging of numbers, and they came up with a number. And there are no people associated with the number. They're kind of fantastical people, mythical people. We had a statistician on the show yesterday that called in and explained a couple of things about it, shared the wisdom. But I was coming in this morning. And after reading my Washington Post, what a piece of trash this thing is. And I came in, and all week, it's in fact since last Friday, in this building where the radio station is, we have elevators. We have a parking garage. in the parking garage, there are elevator lobbies, as you might expect. And in the elevator lobbies, since last Friday, there have been signs stuck with blue painter's tape stuck up on the walls that say, wet paint. Now, all this time, there has been no wet paint. There has been no fresh paint. There has been no drying paint. There have been no painters. There have been no buckets of paint. There have been no rollers, no drop cloths, no smell of paint. There has been no painting going on. People put up signs. Somebody put up signs that said wet paint. But there is clearly no wet paint. Here's the thing. I'm not fooled by that. You see, I see the sign that says wet paint, but I can tell because of my visual senses, my olfactory senses, my tactile senses, that there is, in fact, no wet paint. So the sign doesn't fool me. The sign doesn't convince me. The mere fact that I read the words wet paint did not convince me that the paint is wet, because I bring my faculties to bear, and I come to conclusions not based entirely upon the two words on the posted signs. And I do the same thing with the study out of George Washington University. I don't just pick it up and take it as though it's coming from the burning bush and absorb it as fact and regurgitate it as fact, as though that is the new operating number because somebody whose name I don't even know wrote something on a piece of paper and posted it on the internet. That doesn't do it for me. And this is a scientific, it's a pseudoscientific bunch of stuff. I'm going off on this thing, and I kind of wanted to save it, but I'm going to get more into that. And in the Washington Post, they started making up scenarios of dead people. Oh yeah, and they're very bitter. They're very, very bitter people. They're bitter that President Trump doesn't goose step with them on everything. And if they put out a study from a university, you believe it, Mister. Otherwise, you. And again, this used to be the question authority generation. What a bunch of lemming. But they're a centipede. Nobody is thinking. It's so much better to be a Democrat because it's easier than thinking for yourself. This is the new accepted number. Just take it. Otherwise, Napoleon the pig will come and trample you into the ground. It's a truly extraordinary time in which we live. And our media is, I can't figure out whether they're this corrupt or they're this dumb, but those are really the only options at this point. And what the president tweeted yesterday, well, this is the Democrats just trying to stick it to him, is so obviously true, but the news media can't see that. They're too busy buying into the latest thing they read on the internet. Amazing times. 888-630-9625.
There's only one. Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply. So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Love books? Join host Meredith Vieira and some of your favorite authors, celebrities, and athletes for in-depth conversations about the stories found in our favorite books. The Great American Read returns Tuesdays this fall at 8, 7 Central, starting September 11th on your PBS station. PBS has a list of America's 100 best-loved novels, and they need your help picking number one. Go to PBS.org to vote. America's favorite novel will be announced on Tuesday, October 23rd. Join the conversation at #GreatReadPBS.
I used to have a sweet tooth, had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate?
a big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Dr. Bob Arnott for SalonPas.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in SalonPas Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. SalonPas gives me relief.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-359-7328. That's 800-359-7328. 800-359-7328.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Oh, wah, oh, wah, oh, wah, oh, wah. And there is a big hurricane slamming into, in particular, North Carolina, the Carolinas. Now, let me also say that when it made landfall, not that it's not a severe storm, it's a severe storm, but it was a Category 1 storm when it made landfall. Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, Category 3, Category 2, Category 1. Predictions are like so many things. Everybody's got one, I guess. And for all the science and the European models and the American models and the squiggly lines on the maps and the neat swirling blender things that they have on TV screens across America, their guess is pretty much as good as anyone else's. But the flooding is epic, and the tidal surge is epic. And I know this is true because today the Washington Post has a big story by a Wormista. It's an op-ed piece, Climate Change Made This Monster. Climate change made this monster. And then they've got a picture of the big blob in the ocean over there. And Eric Holthaus, wrote the story up, and he's a meteorologist and staff writer for GRIST. GRIST. No one's ever heard of that, but he's a staff writer there. More than a million people are fleeing the Carolina coast ahead of Hurricane Florence's impending landfall. When they return, the region they call home will likely be forever changed. Very often the case when giant hurricanes come in. However, it's a Category 1. The winds are about 90 miles an hour. You don't want to be standing in that. You don't want to be driving in that. You probably don't want to be in your wooden house in that. Hurricane Florence is an almost impossibly rare threat. Is it? Well, we haven't had one in 11 years. A storm this powerful is exceedingly rare this far north on the East Coast. How far north? Never before has a hurricane threatened the East Coast with a nearly 4 feet of rainfall. That's what he says. Never before. That's what he says. In just two cases since our records began, in 1851, the records began in 1851, Hazel in 1954 and Hugo in 1989, has a Carolina hurricane provoked an 18-foot rise in the ocean tide. Really, only twice in my lifetime?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join us for the third annual Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament on September 22nd. Proceeds from this event sponsor housing for local homeless veterans at the Reading Veterans Resource Center. Since 2016, this event has sponsored housing for 41 veterans. Having a safe place has enabled many of these vets to begin rebuilding their lives by receiving much-needed VA medical care. Many have obtained employment, enrolled in college, or even transitioned into their own housing. Together, we are making a difference for our local veterans. For more information, call 227-7808.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
Election Day is fast approaching, and the issues at stake in any election are important to all Americans, as each of us has a vital responsibility to vote on November 6th. Well, many people choose not to vote because they don't believe that their vote counts, or they don't know enough about the candidates and the issues. Well, Pacific Justice Institute has prepared an important free guide called The Church and Politics. Now, this guide will help church leaders understand their legal rights to provide their congregations with information to inform them about the upcoming election. Visit pji.org and download this guide for free.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings. Where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Now I'm going like this, though. Yeah. This is this university study, George Washington University, that found a statistical cluster of excess deaths in Puerto Rico after the hurricane. It is kind of the equivalent of the anonymous everything. I'm really concerned for our culture at this point. When we have an American news media that is so uncritical and unquestioning and utterly accepting of whatever it is they're fed, and as long as it conforms to the party line, which this, of course, does, just coincidentally, I'm sure. But the idea that President Trump is a terrible person for questioning this, and what is the increase? It's quite remarkable. In one day, basically, when they received this university study, the governor of Puerto Rico, a Democrat, multiplied the death toll by 46 times. Suddenly, it was 64 people, and suddenly it was 46 times that. Just boom. I was like, well, wait a minute, there are more dead people here than we thought. Really? What, like 10% more? No, a lot more than that. What, twice as many? Well, more than twice as many. 10 times as many people as you said? No, up, thumb up, you know. You tell me there are 20 times as many people killed in the hurricane as you said yesterday? No, I'm saying there are, 40? No, keep going. 46 times the number of dead that you said yesterday? You guys are really bad at counting. You need to get a counter in here for stuff, because who's doing your budget? Man, you're in trouble. Honestly, if this is the way you guys count, you got to get one of those clickers like at the ballpark. It's an absolute outrage that this is considered to be. I'm raising my hand with one of the news stories here. This one's from Panhandler Broadcasting Systems, and the headline is Laugh Out Loud Funny, but for all the wrong reasons. And I'm marveling at this. And they said, no, it's 46 times higher than we said yesterday. And no one's supposed to question it. And if you question it, and of course, then the Democrats use it to batter Trump because that's what they do. And the news media is part of the Democrat Party, so they go after Trump. And then when Trump raises a question about it and sends out a tweet questioning this, outrage is the answer. Now, I don't see anybody in the news media fact-checking this. There's no fact-checking going on. And there are no bodies. It's just a computer statistical analysis. And it's, boy, it's so remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. All right, there are a lot of things to go to. And I do love the climate change caused this monster. Everything, I was talking to my friend Luke this morning. He said, you know, everything surrounding Trump, all the various food fights going on over everything, have all just kind of merged into one blob like Hurricane Florence off the coast. They've all just been sucked into the cone of hurricane stupid, which is what we have going in the United States and in Washington and New York and the news media and all this stuff. And Mr. Meteorologist in the Washington Post here today with his, oh my, this is proof of global warming because the last time we saw this was in 1989. And then before that, it was in 1954. And of course, he's writing this before it happens. So this is all based on presuppositions provided by projections and computer models. It hasn't actually happened yet, but he is basing his findings, if you can call them that, which are political. This is political science. This is what they call it here in Washington. I learned this when I was working at the Pentagon, covering the Pentagon as a journalist. And you learn that between Capitol Hill and the Pentagon and corporations and interest groups and stuff, a lot of science is peddled. And the science itself may be, the facts that are introduced may be sound, but they may be cherry-picked. And it becomes what we like to call political science. I majored in political science for a while when I was young, but the political science in Washington is another thing altogether, and they weaponize everything, naturally, including their political science. But this guy, Eric Holthaus, he types, in my two decades as a meteorologist, I can't recall a single storm that threatened new all-time records in all three of these simultaneously. He's talking about wind and a tidal surge and rain. And he says he can't think of one. Now, again, it's come ashore. It's 90 miles an hour. It's a Category 1. Eric must be very disappointed this morning because it doesn't shatter records in all three categories. It looks like there's going to be a lot of rain and a lot of tidal surge. But there, your whole theory, right in paragraph number 3, it's gone, Eric. Your whole thing is toast. But you can continue panicking for me, I guess. Despite what some of my more hesitant colleagues might say, you can connect individual weather events to climate change in this day and age. Now, what is in this day and age? What does that mean exactly? You can connect them because it's politically expedient to do so. Now, look, I can accept this and that. Hey, the ocean's a little warmer and there is more CO2 and China and India and the EU continue to increase their output even as we decrease our output, yet somehow we're still the bad guy in this because that's how the left operates. But literally, we're still the bad guys and we're the ones decreasing our CO2 output. China's not, India's not, the EU is not. Most of the signatories, and I read from this United Nations thing yesterday or day before yesterday, the woman at the United Nations who's the head of climate whatever, said that they're changing the weather. She said they're changing the weather. If they could change the weather, I don't think I'd want them to. I don't think I want you to start messing with that stuff. But then the cartoon, the Tom Tolles cartoon, is a global warming thing too, and it's all our fault. You see, it's all our fault. It's a cartoon, a drawn, you know, two color, no color cartoon, and there's a huge storm, and it says human intensified storms written on it. It's human intensified storms. He knows that because his party told him. And his party told him that there were 3,000 people killed in Puerto Rico, and there's no dissuading him, I promise you. And under human intensified storms, there's a little Uncle Sam standing there because we're the bad guy, even though our CO2 is going down and everybody else is going up. And it says, close encounters of the incurred kind. Close encounters of the incurred. It's incurred. See, it's incurred. It's a bit of a stretch. But it's Uncle Sam, and a woman is saying that to Uncle Sam. I guess she's probably, a Hillary voter or something. Close encounters of the incurred kind. And it's not only America's fault, it's Republicans' fault. See, because we're pro-energy and energy independence, and we burn it cleaner here than they do anyplace else, and it's better to buy locally than to have it shipped from the Middle East, and it's better to pay our own employees rather than slave labor in Saudi Arabia and money going to princes that buy airliners to fly around in with hookers. And, you know, it's better if we get our energy here at home. That's obvious to any thinking person, but there it is. And if you don't, and this is one of the things I like about global warming, is when people attack you, and people attack me for it from time to time, naturally, they say, you don't even believe in global warming. I'm like, well, is it an article of faith? Because science is not, I believe in gravity because I can prove it. That's a science thing. Now, I shouldn't have to believe in it. It should be demonstrable. And then they say this storm Florence demonstrates. I just don't think that it does.
This is for real. It is not made up.
It is not made up, Mr. Hand. Mr. Hand, I didn't make it up. And again, you look at Hazel in 1954 and Hugo in 1989 and lots in Katrina and lots of other big hurricanes. I got to tell you, in 1938, the Great Northeastern Hurricane, the Long Island Express, and our records really don't go back very far, and the records that go back a little further are not great records. We didn't have weather satellites until I was, in fourth grade or something, and so we haven't been tracking this stuff for all that long in a in a very capable way. But I marvel. I marvel, I say. I'm going to get to all this. And it was Congressman Benny Thompson, right, that yesterday wanted the president to resign the presidency because in a tweet he questioned the George Washington University study. You can't do that. You cannot question a study. It was done by lefties, and it's being peddled by lefties. And if you question it with crazy things like, and again, it's like the little boy and the emperor has no clothes. If you question it, you're shouted down by the mob because you're not invited to question authority. Don't you know who they are? They're authority. Don't question them. And that whole button, bumper sticker, T-shirt thing, question authority, that fell by the wayside when the left became authority. Now, questioning authority is punishable. Punishable, I say. And they tell you, they just tell you what the number is, and you accept it or not. There's more to get into in that, and plenty. Then there's the Dianne Feinstein story. Brett Kavanaugh is a judge who was nominated to sit on the Supreme Court. He will sit on the Supreme Court. But yesterday, Senator Dianne Feinstein came out with a letter, and she's had it since June or July. She's had it since earlier this summer, since July. She's had it since July. And there have been hearings, and she's met with him one-on-one, and it never came up anywhere. She's had this letter forever. And now she thinks she's like Senator Joe McCarthy. I have in my hand a letter that contains the names of, and this is her kind of Senator McCarthy moment. And once again, I've got to say, we've got another anonymous thing. And this is, the left is very big on this these days. The New York Times op-ed piece from Anonymous, the, deep state throat inside of the Trump White House who's attempting to undermine the government of the United States, the duly elected leadership of the United States, because the self-righteous, preening, obvious anti-Trump people inside the government are trying to, undo the results of the election by engaging in a scurrilous form of subterfuge, and that's an anonymous person, right? The Woodward book is full of anonymous people. The Dianne Feinstein letter, which allegedly accuses Brett Kavanaugh of some kind of sexual misdeed, which reportedly dates back to high school. High school. I believe that he's 53 years old now. I think that's right. I think he's 53 years old. And Dianne Feinstein has been sitting on a letter since July, perhaps literally, but definitely figuratively. And the 53-year-old Kavanaugh is now, that's right, 53, is being taken to task because of an anonymous letter from an anonymous person making an anonymous claim, which she will not explain, but they're leaking that it's of a sexual nature and that it dates back to high school many decades ago. I think I might know what it is. I think that it's possible that at the junior prom, he put a hard-boiled egg in his front pocket. I think that might be it. That could be it. And that will prevent him from sitting on the Supreme Court. This is actually just about the craziness of the Democrat Party and the left and trying to appease the extreme violent left that is making obscene phone calls to Susan Collins' Senate office and so on. This is about trying to appease the violent, angry left that and the whole thing is so crazy. He's going to sit on the Supreme Court and suddenly abortion's going to be overturned. Yeah, I don't know what planet you guys are from, but that's not really how things work in the world. You people are nuts. I know I've got very little time, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to Nick in Manassas, Virginia. Nicholas, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, Nick.
I just wanted to ask you about Paul Ryan yesterday, and I did a little test at the American Legion.
Yeah?
And the media saturation from this reporting on this, whatever that came out of George Washington University, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I had 4 out of 5 at the American Legion, mostly Republicans. I know one Democrat there. They said the number was 3,000 deaths from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, sure. Well, you said 4 out of 5 people bought into it, or just the Democrat bought into it?
The Democrat.
Just the one Democrat. He said, oh, there are 3,000 deaths.
No, there were 4 that said there were 3,000. The Democrat knew.
Well, I don't think I understand.
No, the Democrat, he knew the number. He wouldn't come up with it. The 4 Republicans said that there was 3,000. That's the media saturation that I'm talking about.
Ah, okay.
They even sniffed that there were about 8 TVs in the American Legion.
So it's all veterans, and the 4 Republicans were buying into the media bombardment, 3,000 dead.
Right off the top of their head. I just asked the question.
There it is. It's the power of the propaganda machine, man. They own it everywhere. It's on Stephen Colbert. It's on the morning, noon, and night. It's on the front page of the paper. It's on the local news. It's everywhere. And thanks, Nick. And they just put it out there, and it becomes an article of faith. That's it. It's much easier than thinking for yourself. I have a number of articles I'm going to get to on that. I have some good stuff on Dianne Feinstein and Brett Kavanaugh. It is really appalling. Harrison Ford, he's an environmentalist. He went to a gathering. He flew there on his private jet to tell us, these people will never learn. It's truly remarkable. You know how old Harrison Ford is, too? I was struck by that as well.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
NASCAR's top 16 go all in from the city of sin as the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs begin.
Kevin Harvick has been dominant. Martin Truex Jr. wins in Kentucky.
Can the Big Three continue their dominance?
Kyle Busch will win.
Or will a challenger emerge in the first of 10 playoff races? 16 drivers, 10 races, one champion. Live from Las Vegas, Sunday 3 Eastern, only on NBCSN.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
All right, lots of detail to get to on the big stories of the day, and it's Friday, so we'll make fun a lot of stuff too. Also, the Associated Press. This was quite shocking to all of us. The Associated Press conducted a fact check of President Obama. This was almost impossible to believe. My best girl brought it to my attention yesterday, and I don't know what happened, but these AP people are fixing to get fired sometime soon, I think, because it sounds like they were listening to my radio show and then they did a fact check. It really does. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. Right now, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Matt in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Matt.
I'm blown away. Two things I like about that, but the two biggest reasons is you're off the charts sense of humor. I swear I almost had to, no, I was looking for a place to pull over my tanker. I was laughing so hard a while back. That's one thing. Another thing is you're a faithful steward of the facts. And you pay attention to details. It's almost like a disorder in a good way. kind of like a savant, you know, you're relentless, you're consistent, and I love that about you. And these liberals are driving me absolutely bonkers because for years they've been trying to rewrite the facts.
Yep.
And they're making things disappear on the internet. And yep. It's just one example was my daughter a while back.
I'm afraid we've pretty much run out of time. And you sell these nice things, and then I have to run out of time. I want you to call back.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.